y'all. 97.5 The Fanatic, 6:02 on a Wednesday night, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. Tyler Zulli is producing the show. We're going to talk, of course, about Bryce Harper, because things just keep happening on a daily basis when it comes to this. And you expect it to be that way with spring training already underway. Things just getting closer and closer and closer to the start of the major league season. At some point, he's going to sign somewhere, correct? Correct. Right now, that is not it. And new stories, again, just keep popping up about where he's going to be. And now this time, it doesn't look like it's a good thing for Philadelphia as reports start to surface. You heard it all day. You just heard Mike and Ty and Natalie talk about it, where it looks like now the San Francisco Giants, who have jumped back into the mix, just like the Dodgers jumped back into the mix on Monday, now San Francisco is back in there, sticking their nose in places where they don't belong. And what now? A 10-year deal reportedly for Harper from the Giants? Well, here we go again. And that's where the blame starts to get pointed back at the Philadelphia Phillies. And what are you doing? How are you allowing this to happen? Why this is this not done? Is Scott Boras doing what he normally does, which is play this long game, wait, get the highest number that he can get, and then just walk away smiling with the grin on his face, feeling good, he and his client looking good with a bunch of money in their pockets? But when you look at the Philadelphia Phillies, as we talked about in the past, Tyrone and I were just talking about it. The numbers start to come out. You hear Jason Stark on yesterday with Mike, and then you different reports out certainly throughout the day that, hey, the Phillies never even offered the $300 million. Then you see a report that they have, in fact, offered $300 million. They just have not gone any higher than that with the belief that they are the only ones able to make it. Well, is it going to be the shorter contract with the Dodgers? Now, this here happens with the San Francisco 49ers. What is going on? I mean, San Francisco Giants, what is going on? Well, what is going on is, again, the ball is in the court of Harper and Boras. And they're just doing whatever kind of stuff they want. They can dribble wherever they want to dribble. And they are not going to be looked at wrong here, because he's a star player. He's the one that's going to get paid. He's the one that everyone wants to get their hands on. And they can wait as long as they want, which they have. Of course, again, spring training is already underway. And these teams are fighting for him. So the question is, we've had different discussions about this whole thing, and now with San Francisco back in it, the Dodgers back in it, we keep hearing, well, the Chicago White Sox now jump in it to try to save face, since they missed out on Manny Machado, who they thought they would get their hands on instead of Bryce Harper. Well, if this does not happen, and it looks like it looks bad now that it may not happen, it could happen, it still could happen. But right now, it does not appear that Bryce Harper is going to stay here, because he may want to stay out on the West Coast and his wife may want to stay out on the West Coast. Then you start to see the Dodgers blog site is talking about all kinds of different stuff there, with the wife wanting to come here. I mean, stay out west, and he wanting to come here. He's starting to get tired of the whole thing. We're all tired of it, Bryce. Make it happen. Make it happen. But if this does not happen, and again, it appears that this is going to be something that is just going to be one of those deals. We'll be disappointed in him. We'll be disappointed in the Phillies when it all comes down to it. If he does not sign here as this free agent with this big money offer on the table, who will you be most disappointed in? Will you be more disappointed in Bryce Harper because he strung along the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia fans, because he sees it, right? He's on social media. He's watching things happen. He knows how many times he's been tagged in a tweet that's been directed at him. He may not look at all of them, but I'm sure he looks at the notifications and says, man, maybe let me open up a couple of them. They're all going to be nice things. As long as they're not coming from Washington, they're going to be nice, right? The Nationals fans may say something crazy, but the Phillies fans are going to say all nice things. The Giants fans, the same. The Dodger fans, you know they're going to say some nice things to Bryce Harper while they're all trying to lure him to their city to play for their respective team, right? Well, once he doesn't pick one of those teams, then it's going to be nuts. and he won't be checking those notifications because you know what he's going to hear. And if that is also one of those problems, well, we talked about it already, if he is that type of player who's worried about coming to Philadelphia because of the backlash and the pressure that comes along with signing that $300 million deal and being the face of the franchise going forward with that big money contract, this guy is going to hear from everybody. But until then, we don't know, right, that he's going to sign in L.A. or San Francisco or Philadelphia for that matter. But it does not look good at this point when it comes to the Philadelphia Phillies. So if he does not, if he in fact does not sign with the Phillies and goes elsewhere, stays out on the West Coast, choosing the Giants or the Dodgers over the Phillies, who will you be more disappointed in at this point? Who will you be more disappointed in? 610-632-0975. Because now, while I want to say I'm going to be more disappointed in the player, and that's where I know that your job is to get the most money possible, knowing that you can get the most money possible on the market as the number one free agent, right? The top player on the free agent market. I want to point the finger at him and say, yo, they offered you all this money. Take the money, do what you need to do, the opt-out clauses and all kinds of stuff that we're reading about now. Take the money. If it's about the money, they're throwing it at you. And you're going to make this team a contender to win the World Series. What is the problem? So I want to point my finger at him. Why are you afraid to play in a big city like Philadelphia? What is the issue? Huh? What is the issue? So I want to point my finger at him and his agent, but his agent is doing his job, right? He's doing his job. And at some point, too, I'm a big Kevin Durant guy, so you all know how I get killed for saying the guy's happy going to Golden State, leaving Oklahoma City. What's the problem? If this dude is happy with that by going to Los Angeles and maybe taking a little bit less money, or being happy and going to San Francisco, taking a little bit of less money, or taking that 10-year, $300 million, but he's still happy because he can stay on the West Coast and all that. The wife is happy. The whole deal. I can't be super mad because, again, it's what he wants and he's in control and can get as much money as possible. Then I come back and I point the finger at the Phillies. Because all you had to do was keep your mouth shut and say, you know what, we're going to try to be as aggressive as possible going into the offseason. We're going to target some top free agents, see if we can lure some of them here. Philadelphia is a great place. If you look at how we were when we won in 2008 and the success and the run that we had during that time, this is a great market. Philadelphia fans are the best in sports overall. What's not to like? We're going to do our part to try to put this team together and put the best team on the field as possible and be a World Series contender, hopefully, if we're able to bring them in. That's all you have to say. But you go out confidently and say we're going to spend stupid money. And if these reports are true, like when Jason Stark, great, great Major League Baseball writer covering the league for many, many years, says on Mike's show that they haven't even offered the $300 yet, then that's a problem. Then the finger is pointed back at you, and I will be most disappointed in Middleton and the Phillies for not locking this thing down. So who will you be more disappointed in if, in fact, this now looks, as it looks now, it's not going to happen? Who will you be more disappointed in? 610-632-0975. We'll hear from Tyler Zuli later on, get his thoughts. He has a lot of opinions on this whole thing with Bryce Harper, the Phillies, Manny Machado, Dallas Keuchel, where you have to turn your attention to the pitching staff and try to spend some money that way just to save face and do things to at least bulk up your pitching staff to make sure you're better in that area. Well, again, get your thoughts. Who will you be most disappointed in if he does not sign here, Bryce Harper? 610-632-0975. Nick Foles, he's going to be a free agent. We'll address that a little bit later. So a lot to talk about. 610-632-0975. We'll get your thoughts as soon as we come back right here in the Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard. at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Senior night at the Finn for Villanova tonight as the Wildcats host 10th-ranked Marquette. Villanova has dropped out of the top 25 after losing three straight in four of their last five games. Villanova 20-8, 17-10 against the spread. They are favored by five tonight on their home floor against the 10th-ranked Golden Eagles, who are 23-4, 14-7-1 against the spread. Temple falls at Memphis 81-73. Temple had gone 8-1 against the spread in their last nine against the Tigers. The Tigers cover the 3.5-point spread by 4.5. Cheer on your favorite team at Sugar House Casino Sportsbook with a special food and drink menu at Fishtown Hops. Bet on the madness at Sugar House Casino. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gary Barbera said love it and lease it.
And you waited.
Gary Barbera went presidential.
And you waited.
Hello.
Well, now, Barbera saying goodbye 5-star February with over
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
$16,666.
Boom.
For the end of Ram Truck Month.
Your choice.
A do-anything-go-anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee.
A big, bad, bodacious Dodge Durango.
America's favorite Chrysler minivan.
And high-widen handsome Rams, and more Rams.
You pick it, baby, at Barbera.
From a crazy
$16,666.
I'm not kidding.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges.
Rams, and more Rams.
$16,666.
And easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Is Barbera's on the boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
300 Jeeps cheap.
200 discounted Dodges and Rams.
Hello.
$16,666.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
one.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Getting married? Then you don't need a wedding band. No, my friend. You need two wedding bands. You're a pair now, a couple, a duo, and it's beautiful. So visit Benari Jewelers March 6th through 9th to get half off that second band at our once-a-year wedding band event. Buy one wedding band and get the second for half off March 6th through 9th only. Only at Benari Jewelers. RSVP at BenariJewelers.com. Then visit us in Exton or Newtown Square.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to chairperson.
It's the final week of Staples Chair Event. Your last chance to save up to 40% on a huge selection of chairs for your home or office.
Like Staples Merit Desk Chair, now just $99.99. You save $70.
So congratulations on being named Chairman of Great Deals and saving up to 40% on chairs fit for a boss.
But hurry, Staples Chair Event ends this week. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/2/19 while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Kevin Nolan from Nolan Painting. At Nolan Painting, we believe that everyone who puts in an honest day's work should expect to earn a living wage. If you have solid work experience and a vehicle, we can start you at $15 an hour and we'll teach you how to paint. From there, you will steadily earn more as you grow into the job and become a valuable member of our winning team. You can expect bonuses, health insurance, a 401k plan, and a great work environment. We're actively hiring positive people. If this sounds interesting to you, contact us at nolanpainting.com.
Sports Talk for Overbrook and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
620-97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. Tyler Zuli producing the show. 610-632-0975. It's still going on, people. Still not signed. That would be Bryce Harper. So who will you be more disappointed in after the latest that has come out where San Francisco now, the Giants are back in the mix, and they appear to be set to offering a 10-year contract to Bryce Harper as well. But this does not happen. It's been going on for quite some time now. Who will you be more disappointed in? 610-632-0975. First thing I look at when I open up Twitter real fast before we get to Jim on the phones. Tay from West Philly, at Tay46WP. Bro, I'm burnt out on this Harper stuff. We get him, we get him. We don't, we don't. Couldn't care less about this boy at this point. I know it's good for the Phillies, but I'm good. Are we talking Sixers today? See, people are already fed up with this thing. And yeah, they'll feel good once he signs here. Or once he moves on and stays out west, that's when it really gets interesting. And if he stays out west and it's a National League team, as we talked about on Monday, when he comes to town, man, who Will he eclipse someone, the most hated athlete? That would, you know what I'm saying? Would he eclipse that and without even stepping on the field? And I know we kind of talked about it a little bit, the tease thing, right? We talked about the tease last week, and we got a lot of stuff on that. But most hated, he might put himself at the top if he decides to spurn the Phillies and go elsewhere by using them as leverage to get a contract from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, whoever it might be. If he does not come here, he might be the most hated, top five most hated in the city's history. Yeah, might be. Maybe we'll ask the people that as well going forward. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Souderton, and as Jim tips the things off here on The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
Yo, Devon, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
It's actually Jim from Havertown.
What's up, Jimmy? How you doing, man?
I know you recognize the voice.
Of course.
As we used to privately speak, Devon, when you were so nice of a gentleman to listen and talk to me when I was banned, I was just kind of laugh when you said that we're talking about the Sixers, because you know me and you love to talk Sixers.
Yep.
But I like to talk human nature, though, too, bro, so we'll definitely talk about this trade. Cuz will not hold this against him. I'm a union guy. And what's good for the worker is good for me. I know he's at the top echelon. It's a different kind of union. We're not all getting paid the same like normal unions. But I still want to see the millionaire do better than the billionaire in a deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even if it takes away from your club.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, you're just as leverage. I understand that. But Devon, it's nobody's fault. I know you know. It's just common sense. But our own, and how we beat the drum for this guy, and how like we were so positive about getting him. And this is the problem I had with the Quintac and the Phillies and Middleton, whatever, is that they tried to sell, they don't even deny it, that we were going to get both of them, Devon.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't believe that for a second. I'm sure you didn't either.
No, I never thought. I thought it was one or the other. I did, Jim. Yep.
Yeah, how dumb do you think this public is? I'm telling you. I thought, dude, I think they take us for granted because, and that's Devon, I hate to keep on beating this drum, but we freaking ate the process for 3 years, and I hated it. And I know at least 50% of the people out there hate it, but 50% of the people were for it because of what came to fruition, the two players we got, Simmons and Embiid. It's tough to argue it, but the means don't always justify the ends, if I can spit it out.
Yeah.
Okay, brother, please expound on your same half.
No, and listen, man, good to hear from you, Jim. I appreciate the call. Talk to you soon. I get, again, I'm pointing the finger, Jim, like you are, at the owner if he does not come here, because you open your mouth. You put yourself out there for yourself to be talked about like this if in fact, and I meant to get things from Jim if anybody more hated in the city, but you did this to yourself. You get it to yourself. If they have not offered $300 million, and I have no reason not to believe Jason Stark in saying that they have not, you wonder why. You understand it. You think you're the only one bidding for his services. And because the numbers that you're able to throw out there, you look around the rest of the league and they cannot come close to the type of money that you can offer when you look at the 10 years that goes with it. LA is talking 5. Then you have some other clubs offering maybe something else. Then you got the Giants jumping in there after they lose out on Arenado. Well, not lose out on him. He just doesn't hit the market, and there's nothing you can do about that, right? So you change course, you reverse course, and this is what we're going to do. But once you again make that, it was real easy to just say what we talked about in the first segment for Middleton and just say that. Hey, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to try to do our best to put the best team as possible on the field. We like how we got things started this year. We folded at the end, however they frame it. Folded at the end, couldn't sustain, didn't have enough. We're going to go see if we can improve this team. And they already have improved this team. They are going to be a better team than they were a season ago with the moves that they have made. But they don't mean anything, number one, unless they do go out there in the field and they do play way better than we thought, expected, and they play above and beyond and get to the NLCS or whatever it is and say, man, they overachieved, or, you know, well, the moves helped, right? So that happens, cool. But if you get the other guy, we know that was the big thing there. Whether it was Harper or Machado, either one of them, you did your job. Now, if they don't perform on the field, it's now on them. But you did your job in securing them to the city, to the team, and putting out, again, the best possible product on the field. So 610-632-0975. Jim, you're right, man. I mean, the union part, that's all you. You know, I haven't had to deal with anything like that, but I know a lot of people never side with the owners because they are billionaires. They are super wealthy. Where the players are rich, the owners are wealthy, you always go with the players' side and say, go get yours. Well, again, like I said in the first segment, Bryce Harper is doing what Bryce Harper is supposed to do, right? Going to get his. It's tiring. It's annoying how this whole thing is dragged out. You wonder if he's wanted to sign maybe weeks ago or days ago, months ago, and Boris continues to drag this thing on because he's trying to get more money, more money, more money. And now that Arenado signs for what he signs for, you got to get more than that. You have to get more than that, right? Two guys, Arenado and Machado, get money. You have to have more than that. So Boris is doing his job as well. He is. 610-632-0975. Neil on Twitter jumps in, though, at hardbody_Neil. I still get a vibe that Middleton has yet to drop his final offer. Make a lowball offer to bring up the mystery teams, quote unquote, and their offers to deliver his final knockout offer, knowing he's got the best offer on the table. Do you believe that? No, I don't. Why play that game? Don't play that game. Just do it. 610-632-0975. Jimmy in Mount Holly is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I don't agree with Neil's tweet either. I would not hold a grudge at all against Bryce Harper because I totally blame the Phillies. I mean, if we get Bryce Harper, Devon, it's an automatic ticket to an electrifying baseball season. And I listen to the station, and these people that call in with these silly reasons about money, and, oh, they don't want us, we don't want him. These people need to call Dr. Ruth Westheimer and not the Fanatic. I mean, this is an automatic, exciting, thrilling baseball season with Bryce Harper, even if we do nothing with the pitching. I mean, right up until the Eagles week one, I haven't given up either. I mean, you know, these odds in Vegas, they're fleeting.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the odds. No, I'm not worried about any of that. It's just based off of the latest report. Hey, Jim, we believed it when the Phillies were the ones who were going to land Bryce Harper's services. So why are we now not going to believe when things come out and say that the Giants or the Dodgers are now the leaders to obtain him?
Yeah, Devon, I don't even really have a problem with the stupid money comment, because to me, that all that represents is the owner is now going to have to fork over more money if he really wants a winning team like he claims. I mean, to him, an extra 25 or 30 million is like if you and I lost 17 cents out of our pockets when we were running for a buck.
All right, yeah, but Jim, you know what I mean? But Jim, if he says it now, we want it now. We don't want you to spend stupid money 2 years from now. Yes, it would be great to have Mike Trout, and you know people are going to bring that name up. But if you're going to spend stupid money, you say it now. We know there are two players out there currently that you can spend that stupid money on, and he did not. He failed. If Bryce Harper does not come here, we already know Machado is in San Diego.
Yeah, he better get Harper. That's all I can say. Do I have time to talk about Brett Brown really quick?
Real quick. Go for it.
I'm hearing stuff. You know, people are disenchanted with this coach. I remind everybody, these same people that I've been listening to that are disenchanted, when we beat the Warriors, these people are talking about NBA championships and dynasties and all that. Let's just pump the brakes, as number five once said. I want to see how they do in the playoffs. I think they're going to do well. I see them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, I'd be happy if we win. And to me, if we can do that, just get to the Eastern Conference Finals, which would represent progress, I mean, I'd be content. All right, I'm not going to go to a parade.
Well, for me, Jim, if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, it's only good enough based on how they fall, how they bow out of the playoffs. Thanks for the call, man. If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, which they should, right? You make the moves to get Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and everyone else that they acquired during the trade deadline. You have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and you cannot get swept. You cannot lose in five. It has to be competitive to say, all right, we now know we have to do something else, this progress, to make another step to be the NBA Finals representative in the Eastern Conference, for the Eastern Conference. Next season, you have to re-sign to Harris and or Butler or just one of them, whatever they decide to do, Redick as well. But Jim, Brett Brown is he's never going to be lauded for the great job that he does on the floor. He's only going to be criticized for things that he does not do in game situations, after timeouts, substitution patterns, all those kind of things. He's only going to be criticized for those, never going to be, at this point, no more. This is not the rebuild Brett Brown anymore. This is now the win now Brett Brown. So he's going to be attacked if the fans don't like something that he is doing. And tomorrow, he's without Embiid and Boban. And without those two, they called up Justin Patton from the Delaware Bluecoats, who was brought in with the trade with Jimmy Butler. Has not been on the floor yet for the 76ers. He's been playing all right down there with the Bluecoats. Very athletic, active, a rim protector. He's a rim runner. But he hasn't played much in the league. So let's see what he gives you. Right now, your centers are Jonah Bolden, Amir Johnson, and now Justin Patton. Obvious call-up for the 76ers. We'll see how he helps, if at all. 610-632-0975. And we do want to throw it out there, Tyler and I, asking everyone, if Harper does not come here and he decides to stay out west, Giants, Dodgers, whatever side he chooses to, whatever team he chooses to sign with, is he going to be the most hated guy of all time? Because I can't say former player because it's just a tease at this point. But is he going to be the most hated that you can think of opponent in a long, 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 long time? And not because he hit home runs with the Washington Nationals, because he's dragged this thing on throughout the entire winter and then using you to up the price for someone else and deciding to go to the Giants or the Dodgers or another team. 610-632-0975. Before we get to Scott, Rob on Twitter, at ManoFFRM, right? It seems incredibly convenient that the Giants, out of nowhere, decided to offer a 10-year deal with the Jason Stark rumor saying Phillies haven't offered $300 million. Just saying, if I'm Boris and want to drive up the price, competition is the best way. Of course competition is the best way. That's why the Dodgers reappeared on Monday. The Giants now. Not to say that either one of those teams ever went away. That just means the Phillies, as we all know, still have not spent any money. That's it. They have not spent any money. 610-632-0975. So when you call in about your Harper point, if he does not come here, if he does not sign here, still let us know how you feel and let us know if you who you're most disappointed in. Right now, everyone seems they will be most disappointed in Middleton for not getting the job done with all this money that you have and the stupid money comment. Let us know if he will be now the most hated opponent in a long time going up against one of the Philadelphia teams. 610-632-0975. Scott Malvern joins us next on The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good. If I have time at the end, I also want to say something about Kevin Durant. Your boy.
Yeah, my guy.
First of all, as long as Sidney Crosby is on the ice, he will be, I believe, the most hated player right now. Continue to be opponent.
Okay.
I don't think Bryce will be.
Good call.
So that's my feeling. I'm with you, man. I'm over this whole Bryce thing. My question is, how many championships did the Nationals win with Bryce Harper? That's the first question.
Zero.
And we know zero, right? How many World Series teams in the past 10 years had the highest paid athlete on their roster outside of pitchers?
Huh?
You got the Sox.
Yeah.
You got the Giants. You got the Kansas City Royals. You had the Phillies. Who has there? If you do that and look it up, if you have time, look it up. I kind of glanced through the teams. I didn't see it. I did not see the highest paid player, and I actually didn't even see the best hitter that won any of the World Series in the past 10 years. That's all the further I went back.
Yeah,
but that's kind of one of my questions. We're all like wanting this guy, but if you know, it's all about analytics now. Maybe the question to ask is, do you need him? Yes, I know he's a star and he's exciting, but do you need him? Or will we, 5 years from now, be saying, we overpaid for this guy, now we're stuck and all that? Like,
But remember, Scott, before we get to your point about Kevin Durant, remember,
yeah,
the opt-out part of it is probably going to come into play at some point. So will you be stuck?
No, you would not if you go with a 3 or 5 year.
I think that that's where we'll ultimately get to, and you will not be stuck like you're pointing out.
Okay, and then I would be more for it, but again, I'm kind of with you. Let's just get it over with. So I watched Kevin Durant the other day, and I liked him for a while, but then the other day when they lost to the Houston Rockets, mm-hmm. he made the comment. He said, "It doesn't matter. It's all about the playoffs anyway, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he. And that comment, what rubbed me wrong about the rubbed me the wrong way about that is that's kind of Kevin Durant's feeling, and I maybe even the Warriors' feeling is that we don't have to win these games during the season. It doesn't matter. We're just going to kick it into high gear. And as a player and as somebody that you know, roots for these teams and these stars, to hear them say, it doesn't matter, this regular season doesn't matter, kind of rubs me the wrong way as someone who's watching them play and, you know, tickets. I mean, imagine if Embiid said that. You know, it doesn't matter. It's all about the playoffs. It's kind of like, so you don't show up every week?
Well, you know what? Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. A lot of players say that, and I don't think they really mean it. At this point, they're 60 games in. They're a little tired, right? Even though it's the All-Star break, he's already shown his fatigue with the media anyway. Kyrie Irving is saying weird stuff every other day. The Celtics don't look good. They don't really mean it. But in the case of the Golden State Warriors, for them, they kind of do have to pace themselves because of how they've been playing over the past couple of years, right? They go to the final series every year. They have to pace themselves sometimes during the season to make sure they're good to go for the postseason. That's just a fact. And we hope that the Sixers are there at some point where Joel Embiid will make us mad in saying it, but he's right. Because they play so long that they do get tired. And that's why it's a beautiful thing of how Greg Popovich really started this years back, where you have to start watching the minutes of your starters and the stars and all of that stuff. You have to be careful with it. Kevin Durant says some weird stuff, and I will always back Kevin Durant. Sometimes he just says some crazy things. He does. Shouldn't say some of the things that he does. Like the outburst. I kind of understand what he went through a couple of weeks ago when he had the outburst with the media. Kind of understand that one a little bit more than people, because he's just like, look, I just want to talk about the game. I don't want to talk about free agency and all this stuff. You want me to say I'm not talking about free agency, but you're still going to ask me. So what's the point of me even saying anything? And it's just bad timing when he has that TV show on ESPN. But in the case of the Golden State Warriors, they do have to pace themselves. In the case of the Sixers, Joel Embiid can play basketball tomorrow night against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He needs to take a break. And as much as we pick these games apart one by one by one, all 82, we're on game 61 tomorrow against Oklahoma City. Embiid, it's really about the postseason. How many times have we done these shows, even after they win, after they lose? It's about the seeding. That's what we care about. Right now, it's about how far they go in the postseason. Are they going to get past the second round? Because if they do not, it's a failure. That's what they did a season ago. You made these moves to be better. Better is getting past the semis in the Eastern Conference. If they do not, that's a problem. If they don't show any growth from what we saw last year, that's a problem. If they do not and they fall in the semis, Brett Brown, that's a problem for him. He's likely going to lose his job or be criticized way more for not getting this team with this collection of talent past the semis. So while you may not want to hear it, in the case of the Golden State Warriors and some other teams, it's true. The same for James Harden. It's true. Can't be out there playing 40 minutes a game, playing the type of basketball that he's playing and trying to win these games with no help. But that's why I love the Golden State Warriors. They put pressure on everybody. I'm sorry. I'm taking this one with me forever. And I know I'll get the arguments and I'll start to get the tweets saying Devon and Golden State sucks, Kevin Durant, this, and this. I do not care. So, 610-632-0975, the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Reports now look like San Francisco or L.A. That's the destination for Bryce Harper staying out west. If the Phillies now lose out on Bryce Harper after all of this, who will you be more disappointed in? 610-632-0975. And if he does not come here, will he be the most hated in a long time opponent-wise? We just got Sidney Crosby. Just throw some names out there when you guys call in right here on The Fanatic.
The Fun Given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. The Mike Missanelli Show is headed to Clearwater for spring training next Thursday and Friday. Listen to 97.5 The Fanatic for an early taste of spring and the 2019 season. If you're going to Clearwater, look for Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie live from Spectrum Field.
Broadcast made possible by Ferguson HVAC. Lyon Conklin, providing contractors throughout the Delaware Valley with equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job.
What a night. Sports betting is here at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. All your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Come bet and watch all the college basketball tournament action, international soccer, and the start of baseball season. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia Turf Club.
Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
What a night. If you're looking for great times or a great meal, if you're into big jackpots or big music hits, whether you're into hot bands or hot dice, Parks is Pennsylvania's number one casino with brand new tables and slots, world-class pizza, the new Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, and the Excite Center featuring the hottest acts. The best is better than ever. Parks Casino. What a night. Street Road exit off 95 in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least 5 devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Looking to get engaged? Don't miss Family & Company Jewelers' Verragio Trunk Sale March 8th, 9th, and 10th. See the largest selection of Verragio rings in the area and save hundreds. One weekend only, preview brand new styles and settings and have Verragio custom design a ring just for you. Head over to their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, March 8th, 9th, and 10th for the Verragio Trunk Sale and save hundreds on the ring of her dreams. For more info, visit them online at Family Jewelers. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
Anderson 400 Series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Job's all done. What do you think?
They're absolutely gorgeous. Thanks.
No problem. Anything else I can do?
Well, you mind helping me fold the laundry?
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 Series Windows, the window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 Series products. Learn more at TrustAnderson.com.
Colonel Sanders here to tell you KFC's got 3 all-white meat chicken $5 fill-ups. Crispy Colonel Sandwich, chicken breast, or tenders with fixings and a drink. Boy, howdy, that's a deal. Mm-hmm, that's KFC's 100% all-white meat chicken. That's the choicest, most premium, completely, entirely 100% all-white meat chicken. That's, Well, it seems I'm out of words. Yes, sir. The Colonel's thesaurus runneth dry, as they say. That means it's quitting time for this commercial. And time for you to get into KFC for an all-white meat chicken $5 fill-up. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Price of my berry. Tax extra.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly. 97.5. The Fanatic.
.650, 97.5. The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you here. 7 o'clock hour creeping up on us. That was fast. 610-632-0975. Who would you be more disappointed in if Bryce Harper does not, in fact, sign with the Phillies? I'm going with the team on this one. Pointing my finger at Middleton. He opened his mouth. He put the bullseye on himself, and here we are. Here we are right now, where now San Francisco is jumping back in it. And maybe Rob, as again, Manoff, RM on Twitter, Rob Manoff on Twitter points out, hey, it's just Boris trying to drive up the market and competition is the best way. You're absolutely right. Competition is the best way to continue to drive things up because the Phillies, we thought, were the only ones that had the type of money that they want. So let's throw some other teams in there. And now the Dodgers and Giants are back in the mix in terms of conversation. And if things, but these latest reports don't look good. Don't look like they're going in the favor of the Philadelphia Phillies. So if that is the case, who are you more disappointed in? And for me, it would be Middleton and the Phillies. 610-632-0975. And if this is the case where he signs elsewhere, Harper, will he be the most hated opponent in quite some time in this city. Tyler, your thoughts on who you would be more disappointed in before we get to the phones? Tom, Pat, Heck, Dame, Brian, Ant, hang tight for a second. Just get Tyler's thoughts and see what he has to say about this.
Well, I think I have to agree with you, because if you go almost station to station and you look at who is doing their job, as much as you think that Scott Boras is annoying, he's doing his job for his client. He's trying to get his client more money. Bryce Harper is doing his job by trying to get that more money. The other teams, the San Francisco Giants, the LA Dodgers, are doing their job by trying to stay into this mix and maybe now even pulling ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that's not doing their job, because they did shoot off at the mouth and say that we're going to spend stupid money, and you hit it right on the head. The verbiage was the bad part of all of this. If they would have come out and said, like you mentioned, we're going to be aggressive, that's all they had to do. But John Middleton used a term that he can't take back. And for that reason, he's the one to blame. I'd be the most disappointed in him if they don't get this done.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, we've had a few calls already, and everyone's agreed with you and me, and we'll see where everybody else is. Is he going to be the most disliked? I don't want to go hate it.
No, I don't think so. I think a caller had it pretty right on the head. I think it is Sidney Crosby. Until he's not a Pittsburgh, and maybe even if he wasn't a Penguin, but until he does not play anymore, I think it is Sidney Crosby.
Okay, sounds good. Because a lot of people are still coming at Middleton. But Crosby, he's taking the lead on the phones and with Tyler. So what about you guys? 610-632-0975. Let's head to Tom in Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Devon, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Not so good. Hey, listen, I blame the Phillies on this, because if Machado was the guy they wanted all along, they let him go. And Harper was never really on their radar. Now he is. I think the best thing the Phillies can do, they're not going to get him anyway. He's going out west. I think they should call a news conference tonight, tell them they're pulling the offer off the table, and then the Giants, and let the Dodgers and the Giants have all the leverage against him and Boras.
Wow.
It's really not
call a press conference for that?
The Dodgers aren't even in this. They're only offering, from what, you know, Phillips was saying, like 5 years. So it's just really the Giants at this point. The Phillies, they just keep using the Phillies. Like, Middleton flew out there on Friday night.
Yeah.
They ain't there until Saturday. He looks like a fool at this point. He's just being played. I would take the offer off the table and tell him good luck, because that's really what Harper and Boras want. They want to be the highest paid player in the league and the most years and the most money. Well, I called it once. I just say to him, listen, offer's off the table. You go get this somewhere else, because no one else is paying him that. And make him look like a fool.
Yeah, Tom,
that would be great.
Tom, real fast, do you have a name? Will it be Harper, or is it someone else that you feel like would be most disliked?
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of people at Citizens Bank Park this year, so I'm going to stay with Crosby.
Okay, you got it, man. Appreciate the call, Tom. I don't know about calling a press conference to call him out and say, hey, we're pulling the offer off the table. If they want to talk tomorrow, you don't have to call a press conference. They're in spring training. Everyone's there. There'll be a natural press conference and interview going on, and the question will be asked about Harper, and you just simply point out, hey, we're pulling the offer off the table. You don't have to call a press conference for it. If that's what you want to say, then say it. But we talked about this on Monday when our topic, and Ty, you weren't here, but our topic was, is it time to now set a deadline for them? I'm sick of this, right? That kind of thing. And a lot of people were like, yeah, it's time to set a deadline. Absolutely. Let's set a deadline. Call their bluff this time. Since we are being played, let's try to play them. But then you might ultimately get played on the back end and they get a 5-year deal with the Dodgers and you'll really be ticked off. Right? So this is a weird thing going on here. It's so weird that we're in February 27th. It's about to be March. And one of the best players in baseball does not have a team, technically. 610-632-0975. You good with a press conference, Todd? You just run a press conference and let this know. We'll get. I'm not doing that.
The press conference to me is the final show your hand.
Yeah.
And if you show your hand and he calls your bluff, you're out.
You might as well just do the deadline.
Don't show up.
At that
right.
point, you might as well do
so
the deadline.
So that's the concern for me, is if you make it public and Boras and Harper call your bluff, then you might as well just get ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, Brian in the Northeast is next. What's going on, B? How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Devon. How are you?
Good, man.
Most hated. I'm going to go old school here, and I'm going to say Ty Domi is
wow.
the most hated.
Yeah. Okay, Ty Domi, yeah.
Especially if you remember when he squirted the fan in the penalty box and it fell in.
He pulled him right into the penalty. It was hilarious.
At that game, I remember it quite well. But
it wasn't me, so it was funny.
but he was. I would say him or even Matthew Barnaby. They really got under the Philadelphia fans pretty bad. And as far as this Harper thing, I think it's a no-win situation either way. I mean, let's say he signs and he struggles. You know what people are going to start saying? Well, why do we pay him all this money?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
Yeah, but everybody knows why we did it. It's up to...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I just think, you know, I think it's Boris pulling the strings of telling him, don't say nothing, keep the poker face, and let me handle this. And... I really think Boris is behind all of this, not so much Harper.
So what do you think ultimately happens? Does he sign here or does he go out west?
I think he's going to sign with the Dodgers.
Ooh, 5 years, huh?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I really do, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, man, thanks for the call. You think he's going to go out west at this point? Stay out west and go with the Dodgers and their offer. Man, that would be disappointing. That will definitely be disappointing. And the fingers will be pointed firmly at the Phillies. CV Phillies. Carmen says, Middleton, leadership. That's who's going to be the blame and the most disappointed in. Seriously, that's who's going to be most the blame. Zach at ZMill 13. I'll be disappointed in Bryce because this man is just wasting everyone's time. This wait feels longer than being at a game that goes into extras. Well, it has been quite some time there, Zach. And we'll certainly be frustrated with him. But it is on the Phillies, really. James, Jimmy, Weyand, W-E-Y-A-N-D, Middleton and Klentak talked about this offseason for years. I know they made some nice trades in terms of free agents to come away with clutch. Well, who do they have here? Robertson, when screaming stupid money, is just poor. I feel bad for the current roster. The fans will take it out on them by not showing up. I think people will still show up, James, because they are an improved team by getting Arenado and Real Muto, Robertson, even going out there and getting McCutcheon. But Bryce Harper and Machado were the big guys that you had to go get to add to this new group of players that you brought in here. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Here with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti in at that time. Tyler Zuli behind the glass. You've already heard his voice. I'm sure you hear him a few more times. 610-632-0975. Harper on the table. Little Sixers as well. People jumping in and want to talk about the Sixers. We didn't even bring them up yet, but always welcome to talk about the Sixers. I do have to say this, though, before we get back to everybody waiting. It's a senior night at Villanova. And yeah, I have to do it since he's been out in Phoenix. Oh, yeah. My man is back in town as he's going to be honored senior night. Yeah. Yep, Eric Paschal, right? Phil Booth, his two best friends on the squad. He comes back for senior night. I'm thrilled. Sneaks into town, gets a nice display at Villanova University and Jay Wright and all showing it on Twitter. I'm wearing my 25 tonight because I can't be there. But I'm there. I'm representing my man, Mikael Bridges. He's not listening right now because he's already in the building. But still, love my guy. I'm glad he's back in town. Tough seeing him lose out there in Phoenix as much, but listen, I think you all know me. Been around this NBA now stuff for what, 10 years now being here, and I love covering the NBA. I love working here at the Fanatic. I love the fact that my cousin is playing in the NBA and I get to live it through him as well. It's pretty cool, and I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. His mom and dad are going to be in there tonight. It's going to be crazy. I'll have it on the TV since I'll be in here. So it's cool. Mikael back in town. I hope Nova pulls off a nice win, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Pat and Ambler next on the Fanatic. Thanks for hanging on, Pat. What's going on?
Devon, what's going on, buddy?
My man, what's up, Pat? How you doing?
What's up, buddy? Listen, Devon, first of all, to answer your question, the most hated opponent, the most disliked opponent,
Yes, Crosby's at one, but creeping at number two would be Russell Westbrook. He's starting to irk me.
Ooh.
He's starting really, really.
Did you see what happened last night in Denver?
Yeah, he's a little punk. That's all I got. You know, he's always running his mouth. He's always getting my man Embiid, you know, some lip. And he's getting disappointed because that guy from 3 years ago gave him the finger.
Yeah.
You know, let it go.
Well, last night in Denver, something happened where he was, like, falling to the sideline. It was a dead ball situation, and a little kid kind of smacked him.
Yeah. He looked like he was going to give him a choke slam.
The kid shouldn't have done it, and I think Russ was expecting it to be an adult, so he kind of turned around and gave a little scowl. But he realized it was a kid, and was like, come on now. You know, and he's talking about it should be more protection, and fans are too close and all that.
He's coming.
Yeah,
like I said, that's why he's creeping in number two.
I hear you. Know? Good name.
Listen, Sixers. I can't wait, you know, for tomorrow night because it'll go down the Thunder, and I'm hoping my man's in the game, Embiid. If not, it's okay because I know Justin Payne will be in there. I want to see the kid what he could do, and I'm hoping he can stop, you know, just make Russell Westbrook unhappy would make me pleased. So anything they could do to make that man unpleased, I'll be fine with. But I had a question for you. Here goes a caveat to your question. Who's the bigger whipping boy in this city, Brett Brown, Drew, or Gabe Kapler right now?
Oh, wow. That's a good one, Pat. Thanks for the call. Brett, Kapler, or Giroux? I think people are off of Giroux, especially after the goal and stadium series. I'll go with Brett. He's only talked about when they lose. That's all. I'll go with Brett on that one. He's the whipping boy right now. Robert Covington is not here. Somebody else has to hold the mantle. Am I right on that one? Robert Covington not here, so Brett gets it for the Sixers and everyone else, right? He gets it. There's no one else. But that's a good one. Gabe Kapler, if he comes out you know he's going to come out and be Gabe Kapler again, so people are going to point the finger at him with all the stuff that he does with the analytics and saying all these weird things, even though he's being honest a lot of times. I still think it's Brett Brown. It's a good question, though. 610-632-0975. Anthony in North Carolina checks in. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, Devon? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So I chimed in not too long ago, and I just wanted to bring up a couple topics and not jump off. But I talked about Markelle Fultz. We talked earlier, and it was about just his issues, and I pointed out that he was injured. And I'm not sure if folks was thinking that it was other stuff going on, but he was clearly injured. But nevertheless, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Sixers, and specifically Jimmy Butler, because that last game that I saw, it kind of convinced me that Jimmy's not going to be here, and specifically because of his body language. He don't look like he's interested in playing. In the third quarter, he came down and shot up a random three from nowhere, from like 5 feet behind the three-point line. Didn't run a play. He just looked totally disinterested in playing.
Yeah, and I see the same thing. And we talked about it. Is he trying to pace himself for the postseason? We talked about the Golden State Warriors, even Joel Embiid, James Harden. Is he trying to pace himself a little bit so when it comes down to it in the playoffs, he's geared up and ready to go? Because if you realize that, as you point out that game, in those closing minutes when things got close, he started shooting like crazy. And he was right to do it, but it was one of those, what's taking you so long? And they did have a double-digit lead, so they didn't technically need his scoring output, but you want to see it a little more. You want to see it a little more. Some aggressive play from Jimmy Butler.
Absolutely.
More aggressive play.
And then the other thing is this. Jimmy Butler is a dog. I mean, the guy is
and not in a bad way. In a good way, right.
Yeah, not in a bad way. But he totally doesn't look interested. But nevertheless, it seems paramount as soon as they got the new addition. And I think it's just a talent thing with Jimmy. Maybe he wants to be the alpha.
I don't know, because I felt like he was doing it before. And when we were all, I'm like, all right, maybe he's just trying to integrate himself and not step on anyone's toes with this team. But I thought I saw the same thing before Tobias Harris and the rest of the crew got here.
Yeah, they were running ISOs for him. He looked like now he doesn't even want to have the ball in his hands. He just looks disinterested. Not because he can't have the ball in his hands. He's just passing. He's very passive. I don't see him being with the Sixers next year. I just don't see it. I think.
Well, listen, I'm not giving him $190 million. So if that's what he wants, then he won't be here.
Tobias has taken the flag, period.
He's aggressive. He's assertive.
Yeah, he is.
And he looks like he's trying to gel, which Jimmy Butler was doing at first. But as soon as Joel Embiid made those comments, it seemed like it got a little hazy. And ever since then, with the addition, these guys have a much better team now, and they're not playing up to that.
Well,
I don't believe it's a Brett Brown thing. I think it's personality.
Well, listen, you're trying to blend all of those in. Thanks for the call, and you're trying to blend all of those guys in this short time as you get ready for the postseason. So it's the personality, blending them in the mix with the offense that you run, and their specific. When you make a trade, of course, or when you get a free agent or you draft a player, you certainly feel like you're going to make the right move because they are fit specific with what you do and how you play. And Tobias Harris, as a offensive player, is a three-level scorer the same way Jimmy Butler is, but he's more of a three-level scorer in the sense that he's more efficient from deep at 43%, where Jimmy Butler, that's not his shot. And you hope that they are able to get it together. You really are. You just hope that they're able to get it together. There's a short amount of time with 22 games to go. Is it 22? Yeah, 22 games to go, and they have a lot of talent. And with that talent, you would think that they can beat the Portland Trailblazers at home at 1 o'clock on Saturday. You would think that they can go into New Orleans this past Monday and beat them because they're just simply a better team, even with Anthony Davis on the floor, despite Embiid not being able to play. Tomorrow's going to be a tough one, but all eyes will be on Harris, Butler, Ben Simmons, and Redick to get it done with your four main guys. When you look at that Sports Illustrated cover, there are five, right? Talked about as the best starting lineup in the NBA, minus the Golden State Warriors. Minus the Warriors. That's the entire league, not just the East, the West as well. If that is the case, we know Embiid is super important. Not taking that away. We all understand that. However, just because Embiid is not on the floor doesn't mean that the coach and the players can't draw up these things that they have and come away with these wins against these basketball teams. You are supposed to be that good after all of these moves, even with the fact that they have not gelled 100% yet. 610-632-0975. Heading to Pittman next and checking in with Heck on the Fanatic. What's up, Heck?
Hey, how's it going, Duff, man? I'm a fan of your show, man. It's awesome. But
Thank you so much.
I got a couple of questions.
Sure.
I was looking at the Blue Coats roster. Mm-hmm. And you know you only have like one center left. And that's Norvell Pill.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's a decent player. But why are the Blue Coats so guard heavy? I mean, I see a lot of guards.
Because that's the league. The league is wing and guard heavy.
It is becoming, but there's no big man down there.
Yeah.
You can't really bring anybody like, Peel. I like Peel in the summer league. I thought he played awesome.
He's athletic. He gives you a lot running rim to rim.
He's only 6'10".
Yeah, but he can jump out of the gym and he can protect the rim. You can have him in pick and roll situations, but I just don't think. He hasn't been called up, so they don't think he's ready to be on an NBA roster. Ready. And nobody else in the league is snatching him off the roster, off the Blue Coats as well. So it's not time for him just yet.
Hey, I got to agree with you there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're absolutely right. But only having two centers is...
Yeah, that's just the nature of the league at this point, Heck. It's wings and guards. That's it. They're wings and guards, and that's it.
Yeah, I see it in college. It's very guard-heavy.
Yes.
So I guess it's just moving in. And as far as the Bryce Harper thing, I to be honest with you, I mean, that's a lot of money. So I do not blame Montgomery for not wanting to make the move.
Well,
it's a huge contract.
It is
a lot of money.
But that's what these star players get, man. I mean, thanks for the call. Stanton got his big money, and we just saw Arenado got his big money yesterday. Machado also big money. Alex Rodriguez, 10 years ago, big money. Stars get the big money. They get that big paycheck. It's okay. You have to do it sometimes. He would put them as a World Series contender, flat out. They still have to improve the pitching staff. But with the lineup that they would have, Harper in there, they are a World Series contender. You have to. just the nature of the game. And as far as the NBA goes, as you talk about that, heck, guards and wings, man. Guards and wings. 610-632-0975. Who will you be most disappointed in? If this Harper thing does not happen for the Phillies, he goes elsewhere. Who's the finger being pointed at? Is it the Phillies? Is it Harper and Boris? Where do you go with that? And also, when you call in, and I know people want to mix in some Sixers, and I see Dame wants to talk about the Sixers as well. Love when Dame calls in. Most hated. If this does, in fact, happen, I'm not even going to go most hated. Most disliked. If Harper goes elsewhere, who's the most disliked for you against your Philadelphia team? 610-632-0975 right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for $10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to start that next brake job on your to-do list. And AutoZone is the perfect place to get the job started. Our Duralast brake bundle has the pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Starting at $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone, we'll help you keep your brakes in shape so you can stop with confidence. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
We got just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit MichaelJFox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's MichaelJFox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
This weekly Sixers on Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Sixers were looking to start hot after the All-Star break. Unfortunately, they were hit with some bad news with Joel Embiid. Embiid will be reevaluating later this week on his sore left knee, which kept him out through three games. Once Embiid returns, the Sixers can look to solidify home court advantage come playoff time.
This weekly Sixers on Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Sports Talk for Germantown, Mount Airy, and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It is 720, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you. Tyler Zuli producing the show. 610-632-0975. Harper, still the topic. Still not here. Still not anywhere, but in Las Vegas, living it up. While everyone else is in spring training doing their thing, and he's just running the entire offseason and now running the start of the baseball season. So, if he does not come here after the latest reports where it looks like the Giants are back in the mix. The Giants are back in the mix, and a 10-year offer is, in fact, out there on the table for him. If you believe it, and he goes elsewhere, who are you more disappointed in? Him for dragging this thing out, making it seem like, and using the Phillies? Or Middleton for opening his mouth and saying, hey, we're going to spend some stupid money in the offseason, and that money is still sitting in the house, in the box of one of his cigar cases in place, right? That's it. So who are you going to be more disappointed in? Because I'm pointing the finger at Middleton and the Phillies and not Bryce Harper. 610-632-0975. Dame in West Philly has been hanging on, man. What's going on, Dame?
Hey, Devon, what's going on, man?
I'm good, man.
Good to talk to you, man. First of all, nice kind words about your cousin Mikel, man. I'm happy for him as well, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. You're welcome. So, before I get to it, Pat from Ambler, shout out. I was going to go Russell Westbrook, but he got to it before
me. Yeah, we're keeping a tab here, man. So, Russell Westbrook it is.
But I was going to switch it because he got to Ezekiel just because he's a Cowboy. That's it. Yeah, just because he's a Cowboy.
Now, is it Ezekiel or is it Prescott?
More Ezekiel, because he got it. Just more Ezekiel. But so Middleton, man, I'm kind of leaning the meter towards Middleton, and here's the reason why. He came out with stupid money, similar to Brett saying we're going star hunting, and the Sixers in a way did accomplish their goal. May not have been the way they initially did it, wanted to do it, but they were able to. And I say that because with Middleton saying that, to me, Devon, like, I know he has success in his cigar business, but I don't think he's ready for that, to go up against a Boris in that game. And I don't know the man. This is me from the outside, obviously. But in terms of that game and negotiating, because when you go out to Vegas this last time, you're supposed to have the press conference on Friday with Harper.
No doubt.
Because that deal should be done. But I also blame Boris because it's a money thing. I get that. But I would definitely lean towards Middleton. But here's the thing that I got out of this with the Phillies, man. You can't cheat sports in terms of drafting. We've seen it with the Eagles. We obviously see it with the Sixers because through drafting, they got two core players that they could build around. The Phillies were able to do that back in 08 with Cole, with Jimmy, with Ryan, with Chase, right? And I'm not saying you have to literally repeat that, but you have to have some similitude to that. You have to draft better. Phillies, come on. So you shouldn't rely on just a free agent player like that to come in and save your franchise. I mean, heck, the Yankees got Judge. So when they add players, it just adds to what they already have. So that's where I'm at with that. But real quick, if I can switch up, man, and thank you for this time. With the Sixers, right, I saw something the other night with Brett that stands out. I'm like, Brett, you have to call. Like, there was like a minute 48 left in the game. Boban had the ball at the top of the key, tried to hand off to JJ, and he turned it over.
Yep.
At that point, they were up by 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, look, man.
Is that when Drew hit the three? Coming down the floor? Drew Holiday hit the three,
yes. Right? So now I'm saying, okay, Ben's your point guard. Because Billy would have said, Mo, run the play. Larry would have been like, Eric, run the play. You have to call a play for Ben, to set things up. Boban should not have the ball at the top of the key. However, when I look at Brett and people criticizing, like you're right, for every loss, we have to give him time. I look at Eric Spoelstra when he had LeBron and Wade and Bosch. They were barely over 500 when they got there.
Yeah.
And this team is transformed, man. They only have five players left from last year, okay? So you have to give him time. I think they can go deep in the playoffs. I'm not ready to cut the ties with the man, but we have to give him a little bit more time.
No, I'm not ready to cut the ties either. Thanks for the call, Dame. Appreciate it. But you know the conversation will be there. Just a fact. Someone's going to get the blame. It won't be Elton Brand because he pulled the trigger on these moves to bring in and give Brett Brown the talent base to go out there and get these W's. So if he does not, then you know what it's going to be. You're going to come right after the head coach. That's just facts. 610-632-0975. Ty, you frowned your face at Dame a little bit when he pointed out something with Bryce Harper. What really got you to change your facial expression on Dame when he pointed something out?
Well, when he started to talk about how the Phillies need to draft better, and baseball's draft is such an inexact science because you have young guys coming out of high school or college. They all use metal bats. Competition's not as good. It's so incredibly difficult to draft and get a guy through the minors and up to your major league system that, I mean, and take a look at the team's roster now. You talk about three guys that they added, none of which were Phillies draft picks that make the team better. Odubel Herrera was a Rule 5, I believe. And then you've got a couple of, and Nick Williams was part of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, what, four positions, maybe, in which starters are homegrown, and it may be less if Bryce Harper does decide to sign here. It would mm-hmm. be down to three.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at that roster and you say, drafting isn't all important. It's not the end all be all like it is in the other sports.
Well, no, I tend to agree with you in this case where this is more of a going out there and getting, yes, the farm system is important, but you know, it's such a hit or miss thing with baseball with so many players down there that it just may not ever happen.
And
so
the
you
thing
have
is
to go
too,
out there and get some of these players.
When you look at especially high draft picks, how many times do you get a Bryce Harper and how many times do you get a Matt Bush? And if your next question is who's Matt Bush, that's exactly my point, is that the draft is such an inexact science that you never know who's going to make an impact. And if they do, mm-hmm. if they make an immediate impact in your minor league system, what's the likelihood that if they're on a good team, that their major league team's going to trade them for proven talent?
Right. Yeah.
It's such an odd science.
Okay. 610-632-0975. You had to see the face that Tyler made when Dame pointed that out. So I had to give him time to say something. Thanks for the call, Dame. Always appreciate it. Let's go to Kenny in the Lehigh Valley checking in next on the Fanatic. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Devon. How you doing tonight?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. I have a little bit of a different take than you guys on the Bryce Harper thing.
Okay.
I'm actually blaming Bryce Harper and Boris on this if this doesn't get done. Main reason why is because most of the reports are saying the Phillies are offering the 10-year, $300 million-plus deal. And I look at John Middleton going out there that Friday, Thursday-Friday night out to Vegas to talk to them maybe as a last-ditch effort to get him to sign. The fact that he hasn't signed kind of leads me to believe that he really doesn't want to play here. And another point to bring to that, you know, to kind of show that is we as – Philadelphia fans, and I'm just as guilty, we all assume that Mike Trout is going to want to come play here because he's from here, where Bryce Harper is from Las Vegas, West Coast area. Who's to say he really doesn't want to play for the Dodgers or the, you know, or the Giants?
Yeah, why is he wrong?
Right. So I think he's wrong in the fact that it's not really the Philly. It's more or less not the Phillies' fault for not getting this done because it seems like they're offering that money. And we're assuming that he's not coming here because Middleton's not getting it done. So that's just kind of my take on that.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point, boy. And as you lay that out, right, we say, okay, Trout wants to come home and play. We all think, we believe that that's what he wants to do. And we laud him for that, but we don't laud Bryce Harper for doing the same thing because he's shooting down your team. So therefore, he's the enemy again.
Right, so that's kind of where I put it. Like maybe they're actually using the Phillies as far as leverage to get the Dodgers to up their money in their years because they don't like to do the 10 million, you know, the 10-year, $300 million thing. They're not kind of 4 or 5 year kind of thing.
Gotcha. Yep, I hear you, man. Well, listen, Ken, good stuff, man. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. It goes that way, right? We want Mike Trout to come home. We all believe that he wants to come home. And we have nothing, absolutely nothing to go off of when we say that. However, Bryce Harper, maybe he wants to stay closer to home. But since it's the Phillies, don't use us. Better not use us. As soon as we're linked to you, you better sign here or else. Joe and Exton, thanks for calling back in, man. Really appreciate it, Joe.
What's up, Devon? How are you?
Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say Tyler's awesome as well. I listen to you guys quite often.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
Appreciate it.
So, 2 points, Sixers and Phillies. My Phillies point is I wouldn't play for Gabe Kapler for any amount of money. I really wouldn't.
All right.
He's just a clown to me. I mean, the reason why I do actually like him is for sound bites. I think he gives some of the best sound bites that a media, you know, like Anthony Gargano could ever have, and anybody in media.
More in a comical sense, you mean?
Oh, hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. He's a clown. I'm kind of old school when it comes to baseball, and I have the idea of a manager being Charlie Manuel, you know? a guy that can't run the bases but knows baseball in and out. I don't need a model as my general manager. I need a filthy guy with dip coming out of his mouth and curse words. And you know what I mean? That's just the type of baller that I want to coach my team.
Listen, I get it. He's an acquired taste at this point.
He's a clown.
Hey, man, listen, you call him what you want to call him. I call him interesting.
In the nicest way possible.
I hear
really
you. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
He's got a big red nose on.
And that's not good because that's your hometown team.
Absolutely not. My sixth point is I have a feeling that they won't make it out of the first round of the playoffs. I don't care who they play.
Wow.
1 through 7, Brooklyn has our number.
Now, does Brooklyn have your number with this new lineup, though?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're all, most of the teams in 1 through 7 are coached by better coaches. I think they lose in the first round no matter who they play. And inevitably, I think it's going to be Boston. As crazy as that sounds, we're going to play Boston and lose. And Brett Brown, most likely, if we lose in the first round, won't be the coach.
Well, if they lose in the first round, that's a problem. No question about it, Joe. Thanks for the call. If they lose in the first round, then that you need to answer to something. Someone needs to take the fall for that, and that will be the coach. Now, maybe Brand decides to move on from the coach. Maybe Jimmy Butler, he decides to move on as well. But I'm telling you, if they lose in the first round, not good. Not good at all. That will not be good. And Brett, you need time, as you know, Dame pointed out, Eric Spoelstra. Certainly, but you got to get out of the first round. You have to.
Well, and it comes down to, again, what you said, how fall
out.
How
do you lose? Right.
You lose in a tough-fought 7 to the Celtics because you're the 5 and they're the 4. Maybe you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You get swept out. That's a major concern.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem. Bit of a problem if you lose that way. 610-632-0975. No one will be happy with that one. No one. No one. Alex in Frankfurt is next. What's up, Alex?
Good evening, Sugar D.
My man. What's going on, man?
How are you? I would lie and tell you I'm doing okay.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not.
Bryce Harper's doing it to everybody here. All right, go for it.
Yeah. Like I was telling Tyler, man, I'm like, look, I'm ready to do Bryce Harper like in sync. You know, ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Goodbye. You know what I mean? See you later. Alligator. You know what I mean? I'm so, it's like draining me, man. I mean, I know.
No, it is draining. I agree.
That's y'all profession. That's what y'all do. Y'all have to talk about it. You know what I mean? But I'm just so tired of it, man. If the deal was supposed to be done, it'd have been done by now. And like you were saying about who do you blame, I blame them equally.
Mm.
Equally.
50-50.
Because you know I believe in balance. And it's equal. Both sides. Mm. You know what I mean? But let me quote this, right? Your words are like a tube of toothpaste. Once you squeeze it out, you can't put it back. And the owner of the
stupid
team
money.
Opened his mouth, you know what I mean? Not thinking, you know what I mean? And said that. And they're like, oh, really? You really ready to spend some stupid money? Well, I'm going to make sure you spend some stupid money. And also, in the Bible, it says the tongue is an unruly evil which no man can tame. And he proved it right there when he said what he said. You know, and if the deal was going to get done, like you said, about going to Vegas and all that, he should have been on the plane with a signed contract and then comes back here making a statement. It should have been news across the freaking country. You know what I mean? When he came back.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies get Bryce Harper. You know, everybody should be happy. Now we're just like so drained, so tired of it.
Nah,
you know, at least I know I am.
Nah, it is, man. It's a draining thing, Alex. Thanks for the call. It really is. At this point, as long as we've been talking about this, and while we're focusing on it the last few weeks, we've talked about it for a while now, all the way back to when the season ended. It was okay. Let's focus our attention on free agency. It's going to be Machado, Harper, right? It's no longer really the hot stove like it used to be. But with the Phillies and their name mixed in with everyone, You're like, yo, this might happen. This really is going to happen. They're going to get Bryce Harper. It's all good. And again, look at where we are. Look at where we are right now. So it's a tough deal. It really is a tough deal right now. But hey, this is what we have to deal with until it's over with, whether it be signing here in Philadelphia or signing in Los Angeles, San Francisco. Who do you point the finger at more? Who are you more disappointed in if this it does in fact happen where Bryce Harper is not a Philly? 610-632-0975. Will in Brookhaven checking in next on the Fanatic. Hey, Will, what's going on, man?
What's up, Devon? What's going on, man?
Oh, all good, man.
Yeah, with that last 60 game I watched, man, it was like overpassing guys in the paint, still passing out the ball instead of like Butler. Like, I don't know, man. It's just the sense that he was going well when he first got here after the trade, but he's like passive aggressive. Like he's passing up shots that he normally would go either to the hole or shoot. And he's like missing open shots, and I mean,
can you put your finger on what it is?
I don't want to say since you know we brought over Toby and Bobby, but it could have been the words of Embiid. You know, like what Embiid said about you know I thought this is, you know the team is well he didn't know who the offense was running through. I guess through him or Butler. I don't know. It's just Butler's been playing different, man, and I can see it on the court. It's like he's overpassing the ball when he can take the open shot when he wants to. Because when he was in Chicago,
plenty of opportunities there. And
yeah. And they come out with 11 points. Like, come on! I even said it. I was scratching my head. Like, that's not Butler, right? Like when he was in Minnesota and Chicago, he was not to say the alpha dog, but he
was going at it.
He was aggressive, and he's not aggressive with this team. And I mean, I'm not going to give him. You know, like you said before, I'm not going to give him 100 and whatever, 90 million he wants. Because one factor is his age. It's like.
His body, his age.
His wear and tear on his body, his age is like.
The way he played with Thibodeau, it's just, I'm not giving him that kind of money.
Nah. And I wanted to throw this at you. Like, I know it's still early, but, you know, like, if there was a possibility where we can snatch, well, not. I know it won't be Buddy Hield, but I would like to have the other kid from Sacramento.
Who, Fox? Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Yeah, I would love to have him.
Yeah, they're not letting him get out of there either. They're going to keep those. They're going to keep Wills. They're going to try to keep as many shooters as possible. You know, it's athletic wings and shooters, man. Thanks for the call. They're going to try to run with Fox, Hield, Bagley. We'll see what Willie Cauley-Stein gets in terms of money. He's going to want some crazy number when it comes to money, so I think they're going to really be careful with that. But they're going to you want to have a bench, so Bogdanovic is going to have an opportunity to be a key rotation player for that team. So they're going to try to keep him around. That's just a fact. They're going to try to keep him around as long as possible with the money that they're able to give him. That's how I see it. So I don't see, at least right now, I don't see any way that he's going to be an option for the 76ers going forward. I just don't. I don't see it that way. Nope, I don't see it that way. 610-632-0975. They've turned out to mess up the draft pick, right? The Kings are not going to get the number one pick, which would convey to the Sixers this year because of the deal years ago that Hinkie made. So all the people who were frustrated with that trade and the Boston Celtics are going to have this and they're going to get this key player, the top three player in that draft. Well, unless something strange happens, Sacramento may make the playoffs. Right now, currently, they are ninth, a game behind the Spurs. Two games behind the Clippers in seven. Don't think it's going to happen. Do not think it's going to happen. They're either going to make the playoffs or they're going to be back in the lottery 12, 13, 14. 610-632-0975. Tony in Doylestown starts things off on the other side right here on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 96.5. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Mike Missinelli Show is headed to Clearwater for spring training next Thursday and Friday. Listen to 97.5, The Fanatic, for an early taste of spring and the 2019 season. You're going to Clearwater. Look for Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie live from Spectrum Field.
Broadcast made possible by Ferguson HVAC.
Lyon Conklin, providing contractors throughout the Delaware Valley with equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Now through February 28th, check out the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Take advantage of exceptional financing rates on select certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Now, if you're thinking about getting a car, whether it's a sporty sedan or a family SUV, make sure you go to any of the three Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I recommend. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Now, you'll see what I've been talking about all these years. Exceptional customer service, impeccable showrooms you would expect from a brand like Mercedes-Benz. You're getting the best of the best. Their entire fleet of vehicles offers classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. You will not want to leave the dealership without driving one home. Go to any of the three Mercedes-Benz dealerships I go to. Mercedes-Benz, Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz, Westchester, Mercedes-Benz Atlantic City. Online at yourmercedes.com. And be sure to tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810. And now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages by text. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is a deeply unfun topic. Most people don't like trying to figure out how it works, and they definitely don't like thinking about what it could cost. But actually having life insurance feels great, and getting that peace of mind doesn't need to be complicated. Policy Genius is the easy way to get life insurance. Just text Genius to 246810, and in minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers side by side to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Text Genius to 246810 for a special link to apply online, and the team at Policy Genius will handle all the paperwork and red tape, leaving you free to do the things you actually enjoy. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for disability insurance to protect your income, homeowners insurance, or auto insurance, just text Genius to 246810, and Policy Genius will help you get covered fast. If you've been frustrated by insurance in the past, give Policy Genius a try. Just text Genius to 246810. Text GENIUS to 246810.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over two decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me, they calm me down, they make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly. 97.5. The Fanatic.
It is 7:49, man. This thing is rolling along. Tyler Zuli producing the show. Devon Givens here with you until 9. That's when Joe Torti steps in. Has some good stuff for you as well. 610-632-0975. A lot of focus, of course, on Bryce Harper. Still going on. Still hanging out there. We have no idea what's going to happen. We're also looking at some of the Sixers stuff that people wanted to jump in on. That just happened organically, I guess. Someone called and mentioned the Sixers, and there we are. We get a few phone calls with that. And we mentioned a little earlier that Nick Foles, according to Howie Roseman, press conference earlier today, pointed out that Nick Foles will, in fact, be a free agent. Right? Nick Foles will be not a big surprise. A lot of people figured that would be the case, right? Not a big surprise. No big deal there. I mean, it is what it is. He did his part. Great job as a backup here. Certainly doing his thing. And we're all happy for him, right? Are we mad that he's going to go? Now the question is, where does he go? Where does he go? Pat Shurmur comes out and says that Eli Manning is going to be there next year. Cannot go to Denver because Joe Flacco is there. What about Jacksonville? Tim McManus on with Mike earlier, he pointed out Jacksonville as a landing spot still. But you know what's funny? Because when Tyler and I were talking about it earlier, before the show, we never really hear anything from the Jacksonville side. Not Jacksonville side, because they're not going to say anything. When we hear Adam Schefter on the station or doing anything with ESPN or anywhere else, we never hear that Jacksonville wants Nick Foles. Why is that? We're always trying to put him there because we know Blake Bortles is just not getting it done. But we never hear it from that inn. Never. Nah, I don't get that. But hey, good luck to him. We'll see what happens. Will he come back, though? What if the market is not good enough and he decides, you know what? I'll stay another year. I'm good. I don't know. Not likely. Not likely.
It's going to have to be super cheap.
Really cheap.
Like way cheap.
Well, not 20, 25 million, but they're going to, you know, they'll give him some money just because, again, it's the thank you so much type of thing. But how much?
I couldn't go any further than 10. And he's worth more than that.
Where's he going to go? Is it Jacksonville?
Miami. I could see it being that being the case.
They didn't draft a quarterback?
They could. The thing is, you're going to actually have to find a team that A, wants a veteran quarterback, and B, is not in a position to get a rookie who can start right away.
Uh-huh.
And to me, there's probably two, maybe three rookies that could start right away.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So it's not all that deep class in terms of day one guys.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We will see, but a little bit of news with the Eagles. Nick Foles will be a free agent. 610-632-0975. Not too surprised. Not too surprised. Tony in Doylestown is next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Tone?
Savon, thanks for the time. I'm getting frustrated with our Phillies fans calling in. They're tired of the Bryce Harper saga. They don't want him now. If he doesn't want to be...
I want him, but I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it, too. But we need a guy like him. This all stems from John Middleton opening up his mouth saying at the beginning, we're going to go out and spend stupid money.
Yep.
That's like bringing a handgun to a water balloon fight. But what'd you have to open up your mouth for?
And if you
were that serious and you wanted both of these guys, you get number two. Because let's face it, Bryce Harper has got to be the number one free agent. Manny Machado is two or three out there available. You sit down with one of them and you sit in front of them and you say, what's it take? And then you have a press conference as they're signing the contract.
Yeah. Well, we thought, Tone, at least all the belief was that they've done everything. They put the money out there on the table and they've offered it. They're just playing the waiting game. The agents are doing what they're supposed to do, trying to drive up the price. Then all of a sudden it gets to the point where, okay, spring training has already gotten underway and Manny Machado now inks his deal for the number that we believe was going to get one of these two done. And then we hear that they did not offer that number to Machado and now they're not offering it to Bryce Harper. They have not even touched it. What gives, man? What gives? So it's just a frustrating whole part about it. But Tony, you're right. I'm not going to the point where I'm saying, you know what? Let's just move on. No, I still want the guy. But at some point with Middleton opening his mouth, and if this does not happen because they have waited too long and played this game and they got bit, man, this is going to be bad.
Listen, if you were willing to spend $300 million for Bryce Harper, you instantly have to say right then and there, Manny Machado, you're worth $280. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but what if they did, Tone? Thanks for the call. What if they did? You had a little interference there in the back. What if they did offer him $280 and he got $300? What are you going to do? Most likely you're going to go take the money. Just what it is. Guys are going to take the money instead. Joe in Levittown. What's up, Joe? You on the Fanatic?
Hi, Devon. How are you?
Doing good, man. How are you?
All righty. I have a comment to make. In 2017, the Phillies won 66 games. The Sixers won 28 games. In 2017, the Phillies won 80 games. And the Sixers won 52 games. I think they did terrific. Now, they made a lot of changes this year. I don't know if it was necessary to make all those changes.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a lot of progress. The players were younger, and they were coming along. What's your take on that?
As far as the Phillies coming along?
Yeah, both.
Yeah, they're both coming along, and they had a nice point to their season last year where they started off, they're leading the NL East, right, Joe? And they're playing well. We're all surprised thinking they're going to sneak in there. They did not sneak in there, but said, you know what? They gave us something. We understood it was going to be tough to sustain. But going into the offseason, all eyes on this free agent period, and they have to go out there and come away with one of them. If they don't come away with either, Joe, it's just going to be tough to swallow for this fan base, especially how this thing has dragged on.
I agree with you on that, But I think they might do pretty good without either one of them. That's my gut instinct.
They will be better. They will be better, Joe, but not better if they had one of these two in their lineup. No.
Yes, certainly. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's just going to be tough. What do you have on the Sixers?
Well, the Sixers are the same way. They won 24, 28 games, and they won 52 games. Yeah. But the big issue with them was they lost De La Sova and Bellini. So they didn't have much of a bench anymore. So I guess they had to try to make some changes there. And I'm not knocking. I think that they made good acquisitions. But they had a pretty good lineup last year. And they had a very young club. You know, you look at Sarch, he was young. That was his second full year in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He was second the first his rookie year. He was rookie, came in second rookie of the year. Simmons last year was his first year. He came out one rookie of the year. So they've done pretty darn good, I think.
Well, listen, man, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. They've done pretty good. But once you make that jump like they did a season ago from 28 to 52, from 28 to 52, winning a playoff series, losing to the Celtics, going out and making the moves this start of this season that they did, and in the offseason when they drafted Mikal Bridges, trading for Zaire Smith, and picked up the 2021 pick that helped you get Tobias Harris at the trade deadline. Once you do those things, though, you now have to follow suit and come away with an improvement on the season, which is, of course, getting past the Eastern Conference semis. And that's their belief as well. You have to get past the Eastern Conference semis and into the Eastern Conference finals when you make these types of moves. It's just what it is, Joe. 610-632-0975. Stan and Broomall checking in next on the Fanatic. What's up, Stan?
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
A lot.
So real quick on this, I'm going to touch on Bryce Harper and all just free agency in general with sports. You know, I'm kind of annoyed with the whole Harper thing because I just remember I'm not really a baseball guy, but you know, I love Philly sports. Like Philly, when Philly is there, I'm going to support them. You get what I'm saying? I don't follow baseball because I'm just I don't particularly like the sport. Same with hockey. That being said, if the Flyers are doing well or the Phillies are doing well, you can best believe I want them to get every great player. I want them to do well because I want this city to have championships. Whether I care about the sport or not, I care about us winning and building a winning environment, kind of like the way Boston has that over there, where the Red Sox and the Patriots are always good and the Celtics and all that. So I would love to have that here. That being said, you know, when it comes to free agency, you know, you hear a lot about players not wanting to come to X, Y, and Z, and they want to go to certain places. And a lot of times, you always hear it falls on the family, you know, the wife and this, that, and the third. And, you know, I don't know how true that is. All I can say is, as a man, me personally, if I know I'm the one about to make $350 million, and my wife is going to look at me and be like, well, we can go to L.A. Like, listen, I love you, but I'm making these decisions. Like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be upset that we're not going to L.A. until you realize how much money you're spending and the fact that we're going to L.A.
And you'll be going home in L.A. at the right time in the winter.
You get what I'm saying? Like it's not, you know, so whenever I hear about guys having that and, you know, happy wife, happy life, like to me, it's like, okay, that's true to a certain degree because, you know, that's a conversation that you're supposed to have from the get-go. Like, yo, listen, when this money's coming in, understand that these are the type of decisions, you know, whether you're in Cleveland or whatever it is, money talks. And those places will always be there no matter where you're living at. You get what I'm saying? So that, I just wanted to throw that out there. As far as the Sixers go, you know, it's tough because you think, you know, you see them up by 12, 15 against New Orleans, and that game should have been put away early. And, of course, Jrue Holiday, who is a very good player, makes, you know, a couple runs for them and all that, which is annoying. But, you know, I'm looking at it. One caller pointed out, first of all, he was wrong when he said the Sixers are going to get bounced in the first round regardless. Like, take your pessimistic side, and I don't want to hear about you until next year because I hate when people do that. Like, just stop acting like the Sixers are 18 a game.
No, people are scared of Brooklyn, man. People are scared of Brooklyn.
Listen, they're good, and, you know, teams play well during the regular season, the playoffs are a totally different animal. So let that. When I see Brooklyn beat us in the first round, then I'm talking. I'm not going to worry about that right now. What they do need to do is clean up the defensively, really. Because yeah, I already talked to you about that whole dribble handoff. I hate that. Mm-hmm. But defensively, you know, whether it's switching and guys are just getting exposed sometimes, and namely, JJ Redick. Teams are attacking him. They're getting the switch and they're going at him. And if it's not that, it's the pick and roll, and they're attacking our big man and making him play on the perimeter. And Joel hasn't, as much as he wants to talk about being Defensive Player of the Year, I haven't seen that great from him on the outside. And I don't blame him. And he's 7'2". I don't blame him. I get it. But, you know, that's what's happening. So Brett needs to clean that up. Jimmy Butler, I heard somebody say something about him and how they expected more. Jimmy Butler, it seems that he gets a little bit more aggressive as the game is tighter and the game gets down to the wire. You'll see him taking those shots. You saw him do it against the Pelicans where he hit two crucial baseline shots. So I'm right now just waiting and watching. They need to piece together a nice little run, you know, probably climb into that third seed, or if it's the fourth seed.
No, probably. They need to. The whole point of it is, Stan, thanks for the call. I'll let you go a little long. The whole point is you have to have home court advantage. If you can't get the two, ideally you want to get the three. But at very least, you have to get to four. You have to stay in that four range. Now, the tough part there is Indiana is going to be a tough out. And if Boston continues to play the way they've been playing and they stick at five, that's just a nasty 4-5 matchup for the 76ers. So to your point, Stan, that might be your first round matchup. What happens then? Right? You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. We are broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, and that's where, hey, Joe Torti will be in the building. He'll carry you from 9 to midnight, broadcasting from these very studios, Xfinity studios, only from Comcast. Tyler Zuli is over there. You guys are over here. I'm right here. Some good talk. Bryce Harper. Some good talk. Little Sixers stuff mixed in as well. They have the Oklahoma City Thunder. No Joel Embiid nor Boban tomorrow. Furkan Korkmaz also out. Probably out for the rest of the year. I don't suspect that he would come back. And if he does come back, then he has to try to get back into the rotation. Guys will already be set with 20-some games to go. I just don't see where Furkan... I don't see any point where Furkan will be able to jump back into that rotation for the Brett Brown and the Sixers. 610-632-0975. The offseason is going to be crazy. But, man, listen. These final couple of weeks, going up until April 10th, final game against the Chicago Bulls, a lot of good games. A lot of good games. Meaningful games, too. Meaningful games for this basketball team. So let's see how they handle things down the stretch. With Embiid, Butler. A lot of storylines there. A lot of storylines there and a lot of eyes on Brett Brown, certainly. Golden State on Saturday, 8:30, right here on the Fanatic. I'm just saying, nationally televised game. Everybody's going to be watching that one. That's going to be fun. Bet you Embiid is back for that one. Drew in Westchester is next. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Devon. How you doing today, man?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. Always a pleasure to talk
always.
With you.
Always.
Yeah, man. So about Bryce Harper, and here's my take on it. And I think I'm going to blame the Phillies 100% on this one. Because if they haven't offered him the money, and I would pretty much think that money talks and you know what walks. So if they gave him the money that he wanted, that this deal would have been done from the get-go. And now that it's taken this long, it has allowed other teams to get back into the mix. And I almost feel like we've got played now in the end. You know what I mean? Like we were like the slow play, you know, okay, Phillies, oh, Giants, Dodgers now. And it's just at this point, I'm frustrated with the fact that the Phillies couldn't get this deal done earlier. And I'm frustrated with the fact that I don't even know if Bryce Harper doesn't want to come here because he played in Washington for however many years. So it's not like Washington's. I mean, I would think Philly's a little bit of an upgrade. You know, it's a little bit more north than Washington here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see that as the reason. I really think it's the money.
Yeah, but if the Phillies, they have it, they need to up it and make sure.
Well, I mean, if they have it, why haven't they?
I don't know. Maybe they really have a number, Drew, where they did not want to get to, but. Then you can point the finger at them and blame them and say, you have to be flexible when stuff like this happens, right? Why would they why would you just throw out a number and expect for, especially Boris, to say, oh, okay, cool, we'll take that? No, you have to be flexible. And I'm sure they put a number, let's say they put the number at 275. And they're like, no, we need to go 300. All right, let's go 300. Well, no, we need to go higher. Then that's the, and they stop. It's bad negotiation. You have to, you got to play a little bit, especially when someone else like Machado, who most people don't even feel like should have gotten the same type of money, not as high, but the same similar type of money, gets that. You have to be flexible with what you're going to give away in terms of that negotiation.
Yeah, I just don't think that we played our city, you know, to the highest extent as we could have. I think we could have sold ourselves a little bit better to him and had this deal done a lot sooner, you know, and, you know, through the whole wife factor out there. And I think what Mikey Miss was saying earlier, you know, she wants the lemon tree in the backyard or whatnot, you know, and we can get all that for her. We can accommodate that stuff here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they can go back to Las Vegas in the winter. Thanks for the call, Drew. They can. You can understand her. Wouldn't you want to play and be around all of that stuff all the time? The sun, all the, don't you want to be around the sun all the time? I would. She's not wrong, except for when you get to the point where it's like, yo, all right, let's relax. Look how much money they're offering us. Chill. We can, we'll be back. Let's relax. Mike in Riverside joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Devon, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. The call I'm calling about the whole Bryce Harper Phillies nonsense, of course. I think I'm blaming the Phillies without a doubt. You know, what clout do they have?
They don't have any clout. The only thing that they had going in is you are the only ones with the money. So you would think that it would work in your favor at some point, but that is not the case.
Right.
It's changed.
Exactly. So you go in, you're a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 7 years. You haven't even contended. I mean, you're above 500 until August 15th last year, and then you end the season below 500. All of that plays into this. You go in with a can't miss offer. I mean, the first time you go out there, it's got to be 350 at least. I don't understand it. I totally blame the Phillies organization as a whole. I mean, and I feel bad because Bryce Harper doesn't understand who he would be in this city. I mean,
he'd be the man, wouldn't he?
He comes here 1 month. It only takes 1 month. He'd be the king for 10 years.
Yeah,
he's T.O. all over.
What if he's batting 180, 210, somewhere around there to start things off? Give him a little break. He'll get a little break.
I think he totally gets a break. You know, All-Star game at least. But then think about it. Like, you expect more from him. I almost feel like he goes out to San Fran, and he kind of, the expectations kind of, I know that the money comes with expectations. But in this city, in the East, there's a little bit more. You know, like it's hard to say that he is nervous and doesn't want to, you know, have that burden on him. But the expectation, you come here, you know, you're expected to win. You're expected
absolutely. And that was something that we spoke about, Mike. Thanks for the call. Where we started hearing reports. It was Anthony's show. He and Jason had Bob Nightingale from USA Today Sports on the show. Well, they were texting back and forth, Anthony and Bob Nightingale, and he pointed out how Harper was a little bit concerned with the living up to the reputation. And we were like, what? Come on, man. You can't get $300 million and not expect to have some sort of pressure on you now, unless you go to San Diego and your name is Manny Machado. Or your name is Robinson Cano, and you go to Seattle and play for the Mariners. Not a lot of pressure there. Around the country, yes, and especially the city that you may have left, but not in that particular city, Seattle or San Diego. Bryce Harper, if you go to the Dodgers, there's pressure. If you come to Philadelphia, there's pressure. There may not be that much pressure in San Francisco, but they have won in recent years where they are expecting you after a big deal like that to get them back to that place. It's going to be pressure no matter what. 610-632-0975. And quite frankly, I'm sure Tyler agrees with this, there's pressure from his agent. Because that is Scott Boras. That's pressure. But he works for you. Charles Barkley will tell you that. Mike in Bethlehem is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Yeah, they should have listened to me. A, Kapler wore them out last year. That's why they were a last
at the end,
team.
At the end?
At the end. But they should have signed them both, Machado and Bryce Harper, for $650 million. This team would have been a winner. Done. The people they've added and those two, this team would have won. It would have been a lock.
$600 million, huh?
$600, $625. What the heck? What the heck?
That's a lot of cash, man.
But we would have guaranteed ourselves a win. We signed enough players. We've got a bullpen. We've got players. We have a team all of a sudden. What the heck?
Well, they have a nice team right now. This one would just put it over the top.
That's right. What the heck? Well, I can sit here and watch Philadelphia teams fall short. The Eagles are the only team that's given us a championship in years. The Sixers are about to give us a championship, or they're going to come very close.
Oh.
The Flyers are rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Eagles, well, they could come back and do it again. But the Flyers, well, we got to wait a little while. But I'm impressed. I like Philadelphia now. I've been sick for years, and I've been watching a lot of teams. I want the Phillies to win. I want them to win now.
Oh,
they're
certainly.
Close.
Absolutely. You definitely, thanks for the call, Mike. You definitely want to see them win, and they are an improved team. And I'm looking at Mike here on Twitter, at Michael underscore Samoji on Twitter, says, people need to relax a bit. Of course, it would be awful if we don't get them, but Segura, Robertson, Realmuto, McCutcheon, Hoskins to first base, we have to drop this and move on. Start thinking, starting pitching, please. Well, not quite yet. You can still think of the pitching while you try to acquire Bryce Harper, and everybody has their sights set on Dallas Keuchel, but you don't move on from this just yet. You have to play this thing out. And I know we talked about giving them a deadline and all, but that's just more negotiation, kind of turning things back on them. But you have to run this thing out until he makes a decision and decides yes or no. Have to run it out. Have to. 610-632-0975. David on Twitter, David Rosario says, Bryce Harper needs to make a decision by now. How much more do you really need? Shaking my head. As much as he can squeeze out of one of these baseball teams, that's how many, Dave. Seriously. Mike, Big Mike McD says on Twitter, I hope Trout has the same desire to play close to home in 2 years. He's the one we want anyway. Go ahead, Ty. Shaking your head. Just jump in there. Josh, we'll get to you in a second. Go ahead.
What kind of fantasy delusional world are we living in? Well, he's an Eagles season ticket holder, so he's got to play.
Yeah.
Why would you want to leave L.A.? I know that, if the team's not good again.
He's in Anaheim.
Yeah, but they're effectively in L.A. I mean, they do play in Anaheim, but you could reside in L.A. and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If the team's not good, I get it. But that team is building towards something. They have a bunch of guys that are starting to kind of come into their own. They've made some nice acquisitions. They've picked up some bullpen pieces. They've got a guy in Kevin Maitland who should be there soon. If they're even close to competing, why would he leave?
Because they haven't yet?
Well, they did early in his career.
Very early.
And then they fell out.
It's been a while.
And then it was a rebuild. And they weren't making any gripes about it. Everybody on that team knew it was a rebuild. They traded big-time pieces away. They still play. The reason they pay Pujols still is because nobody will take them. But other than that, they traded Trumbo. They traded a couple of arms. They got rid of a lot of the big-time contracts.
Yep.
And they brought in guys like Andrelton Simmons and a lot of young guys to fill the core. It's a rebuilding team that's on its way back up.
Yeah. Well, so
why would he? Unless they stink, why would he leave?
Unless they just simply don't, as you said, unless they stink. If they still are in that place, then that's why he won't stay there. It's not wrong to want Mike Trout. Who wouldn't want the best player in baseball? Everybody would. But we keep pointing the finger because he's always here, as you said, Eagle fan, and it just makes sense. He's tired of losing. He said, you know what? Let's go home. Let's try to win there. Let's try to win there. Devon Gibbons with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti will be in at that time. That's Tyler Zuli. You just heard his voice, 610-632-0975. We've been asking the simple question. With San Francisco now back in the mix, by the way, whoever said that they really left, back in the mix, same with the Dodgers, doesn't look good for the Phillies right now if the reports are true that San Francisco is now looking to offer a 10-year contract to Bryce Harper, and their preference, he and his wife, is to stay out on the West Coast and he gets similar money. That's the case, and the Phillies are out. Who are you more disappointed in, the Phillies or Harper and Boris? 610-632-0975. We keep it moving on the phones. We have the Manny Young and seeing what Josh has to say on this take. What's up, Josh?
Devon, great show as always. You know, I'm fired up about the season. We're 34 days away from first pitch, meaningful pitch. I got to be honest with you. I love what the Phillies have done in the offseason, and I don't want Harper, and I'll tell you why. First of all, majority of the fan base had no idea that the Phillies were in first place the majority of the time last season. And the only thing we talked about was, oh, you know, 82 and 80. We should have made the playoffs. I would love for Trout to come, and then we can get his manager, Mike Sosa, and it'll be a nice, happy reunion here with the Phillies in a couple of years. And you can put Sosa in place right now. I would love it. Get rid of Kapler. I think, with all honesty, Harper and Boris made Middleton look like a clown. When they brought him out there and he didn't come back, Middleton was like, you know what, I'm going to go handle it. And he went out there, and now he came back without a contract in hand. You know what, I don't want anything to do with him. He made us look bad. Now we look like we're beggars. I don't want this guy. He's a clown. He can stay out in L.A. If his wife still wants this lemon tree, she can build a nursery in her backyard on the main line. All right, for her. All right? So she can look at that during the season.
I
don't want him.
You know, now, wow. That might be one. Thanks for the call, man. That might be one time where we have to do that one as well. Do you even want him anymore? That's the next question. Yes, you want them.
I think people are starting to take this personally.
Yeah.
Like it's an attack on them.
How many times do you look on Twitter and people are just going right at them? Not in a bad way, but going right at them. Because you have that availability now with the athletes where you can communicate with them that way via Twitter, and sometimes they get back to you, right? Yes, they're taking it personal. You see us. We're talking to you. You see us, Bryce. So, of course, they're taking it personal because now you're not only do you see us, but you're using us. Don't use us. Not as long as you're doing it. No.
Here's what I'll tell you. If the end result is Bryce Harper wearing number 34 in a Phillies uniform, you can use us for another 27 days. I don't care. You're going to get mad if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But if at the end of the day he's a Philly, I'm all for it.
Yeah, this is just be something that we talk. Look how long that took, that type of thing.
It's like waiting for Christmas. You know, you hate waiting for Christmas, but if you get that PlayStation that you wanted all year, do you really care that you waited?
You care, but once things really start to happen, you take that deep breath and say, all right, cool, it was worth it. But you care.
Like you come down the stairs and that big box is there, you're like, I know what that is.
You know what it is, but you're still like, man, it took a lot of work to get to that. It took a lot of work, right? The courting of the female, right? Oh, man, that was a lot of work, but it was worth it. But you think back and you recollect saying, damn, I put in a lot of work. That was a long time. Jim in Washington Township, that, you know, getting married and all that stuff. You're like, man, we've been going at this for a long time.
Yeah, you know what the thing is, too? It's like, as someone who just got engaged, I'll tell you, the 4 hours leading up to that moment felt like an eternity because I had everything planned out to, you know,
yeah,
a second. And when something went wrong, I was freaking out. But at the end of the day, you look back on it, it's like, man.
See, but again,
now
you
I'm
just
engaged.
Said it. I looked back.
You look back. That's
so
what I'm saying.
You look back on all of this and be like, man, that took a long time.
So, but if I look back and I go that Bryce Harper's a Philly at the end of the day, at the beginning of the regular season, it'll all be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It won't be worth it if he's in a Giants uniform or a Dodgers uniform.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with it as of right now.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. 610-632-0975, not cool at all, and that's where the finger be pointing to him and Boris, and man, will he get destroyed if he comes when he comes back with another National League team. Jim in Washington Township is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, Devon? Great show, as always.
Thank you, man.
Listen, that last caller, I'm sorry, that's the worst attitude to have. I'm blaming the Phillies 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame the player for trying to maximize his value, first of all.
No.
In any sport, any position.
And correct? you can't blame the agent.
He's doing the same thing.
Doing it's the job.
That's what we all do in every walk of life. Maximize our value. Right?
Yep.
So, there's been several callers all day saying they don't want him or wait for Trout, all that. I want to know, first of all, I'm going to blame the Phillies. You pay him. He is the face of baseball. He might not be the best player, but not only does he meet his value on the field, but he's marketable. His jersey sales, his endorsements, all of that. He elevates your franchise. But I want to know, if you don't get him, and this is why I'm going to blame the Phillies, only way that I wouldn't blame the Phillies is if he takes less money to play somewhere else. So, what is your plan B if you don't get him? Their farm system is drained. They don't have a player in the top 50, or it might even be 75 in MLB top 100 minor leaguers. So, what is your plan B? What pitchers are out there?
Well,
there's a reason why, there's a reason why Keuchel's still on the market. He's Arrieta from last year.
Ah.
What's your plan B?
Yeah, that's interesting, man. Listen, thanks for the call. Plan B was Machado, but he's now gone. What is plan B? I do not know. I do not know. What is plan B? I guess it will be the pitching staff and trying to focus on Dallas Keuchel and see if they can do something there. We'll talk about that a little more on the other side. 610-632-0975. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisqué.com. We'll get back to you on the other side right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Let me tell you about the uncles. Ram Truck Month is on a family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Save thousands on your new favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, Ram Trucks, and family you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram Truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. Only at family. You get oil changes, safe inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And with the uncles, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. They care about you. After the uncles, they care. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Ram Truck Month. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Ask the uncles, your family, in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
This weekly Sixers On Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
The Sixers were looking to start hot after the All-Star break. Unfortunately, they were hit with some bad news with Joel Embiid.
and Bede will be reevaluated later this week on his sore left knee, which kept him out through three games. Once Embiid returns, the Sixers can look to solidify home court advantage come playoff time.
This weekly Sixers On Court Report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed. Car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code radio, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
A $322 million Powerball win means you might be faced with some tough decisions, like which of the 50 rooms in your mansion you will sleep in each night. So take a chance, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports Talk for Morton and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I think he just physically is presenting beautifully right now. Let's open it up in chat.
Oh, that's your boy Gabe Kapler right there. Appreciate that, Ty. 610-632-0975. Mixing it in a little bit. As we had a caller earlier say Gabe Kapler, he just couldn't stand him. He's a clown. All kinds of stuff. It was a funny call. It was good stuff, though. It was really a good call. But like I said, I wouldn't go that far, but he is a different kind of guy when it comes to how he goes about his business. He said he doesn't want a model. He wants a baseball guy, and believes that Gabe Kapler is more of a model than he is doing his job as a baseball guy. 610-632-0975. We got away from the other stuff where we were asking for the most, if Harper does go elsewhere, the most disliked, would he be the most disliked athlete in a long time to come to Philadelphia as a visitor based on how this whole thing has been handled? We got away from it because didn't really need to talk about it. Everybody's just so fired up about Harper and the Sixers a little bit as well. So keep it coming. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti in at 9, carrying you until midnight. But first, we go to Cole in Lancaster on the Fanatic. Hey, Cole, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I got two main questions here for you regarding Harper. You know, with the Giants, them not having the same ballpark as us, and you know them having aging veterans and not a very good farm system. Do you think they're just trying to drive the price up for the Dodgers?
I mean, I don't even, not necessarily the Dodgers, but both, right? For the Dodgers and the Phillies. But you're right, the ballpark is huge. It's more of a pitcher's park there, and here, you would think here, and even in L.A., I mean, this would be the best place for him in terms of what he does best, which is hit that baseball. So, yes, driving up the price, I believe that is definitely what it is, but you know how those things can go. You can be using them to drive up the price, and at some point, you can be like, oh, well, we got to take this one now, and it's still on the West Coast of Wooden, so it would still kind of fit into what they're trying to look for.
Yeah, and then, you know, with the Dodgers, they only have, like, I don't know, like $6.5 million before they hit the tax. I mean, is you really, you think they're going to want to pay, you know, and if they offer him a $33 million a year or so, you know, that's going to jump up to 38 when you figure in the tax and everything.
Man, there's a lot of rich people on that team. Magic Johnson wants to win, and other people who are involved with the Dodgers want to win. I think they'll go to a specific number, and again, with this 5 years now, with the money fitting in the way that they're trying to fit it in, they'll figure out a way. They'll figure out a way if they really wanted him there, and if he and his wife really want to be in L.A.
Yeah, I got you. I just didn't know if is he really worth $40 million a year to them. Plus, you know,
to them maybe, but here you're trying not to go that high. Thanks for the call, Cole. But what if you do? What if you have to go 35? Man, look at the number that we're talking about, though. 35. 40 million. It's baseball. It happens. Got to pay it. Jermaine in Philly is next. What's up, man?
How you doing, Devon?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I kind of caught the show a little late, but I'm hearing everybody what they're saying about Bryce Harper. I have a few things that I want to say about that. The first thing is, like, I feel as though, like, it's still like this free agency with these big-time superstars. It's like all joke at the end of the day. I mean, it's like people like us, we played this stuff for free for years as fun. These guys are going back and forth over making $30 million a year. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's well, like they live in a different world, though, Maine. So that's what they have to do.
That's true. But like, what I'm saying is, like, I mean, these guys is hitting baseballs at the end of the day. They're catching balls. They're running. Like, I mean, you're making $30 million. Like, what is the difficult decision? It's like it's either you want to play for the team or you don't want to play.
Well, because it's not just about that. It's also about where you are. Where your wife wants to be.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
$30 million a year. You can live wherever you want to live.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Of course.
Just because you live in Philadelphia, just because you play in Philadelphia, don't necessarily mean that that has to be your primary
We brought it up, man. We said, listen, if they play in Philadelphia and they're worried about that, as soon as the season is done, they can go back to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Because they did that in Washington, but maybe they want to live in warm weather year round and live in Los Angeles and then go to Las Vegas and still stay in a warm weather climate. I don't know. But like I said, man, they just live. Thanks for the call, man. They live a different lifestyle than we do. It's hard for us to sit there and say, what are they doing and why are they doing this? I don't know. We can guess, but I don't know. I don't know, but it's a lot of it, of course, is driven by money. It is. 610-632-0975. Kevin in Center City. What's going on, Kev? You on the Fanatic?
What's going on, Devon?
Now, listen, a lot.
Listen, John Middleton is a moron, right?
Uh-oh.
Like, listen, man. Don't go out to Vegas and try to play games with Scott Boras. Like, the second John Middleton went out there and didn't present his best offer from the Rip, Boras was like, oh, you want to play games? Okay. Watch me bend you over my knee and spank you. Like, he's very good at his job for a reason. Him, Rosenhaus, they're not like agents that were signed because they're somebody's stepbrother. They were signed because they're very good at their job.
Yeah.
And I don't think John Middleton realized that. He thought he was going to go out there and negotiate. No, you go out there, you make your best offer. Here's $350. This is what we're offering. The specifics we could negotiate, but $350 is where we're at. Okay, now we'll take you seriously. Like, I don't get it. And I think it's just a case of mismanagement, honestly. And if anybody wants to be mad, what you need to be asking people is, if John Middleton doesn't pull this off after what he said, will he be the most hated owner in Philadelphia sports history?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not worry about how we going to feel about Bryce Harper. How we going to feel about John Middleton?
Oh, well, he's going to get it. He's going to hear it for a long time if they don't pull this off. He's definitely going to hear it. Now, is he going to be worst owner? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But this one's going to be a tough one to swallow for a lot of people if this doesn't happen.
Because it's going to be tough to swallow because it'll be no fault but their own. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is. Yeah.
Like, if he goes to L.A. for less money, okay, cool, you got it out. But if you signed him for $400 million, right, and his contract wasn't worth what it was, you had it out because everybody would have said, oh, you had to bring him in. He was the move you had to make. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody would have understood. But they wasted it. It's on them now.
Well, and that's why we said thanks for the call, Tone. I mean, appreciate it, man. That's why we talk about the finger is going to be pointed at Middleton and the Phillies if this does not happen. It's just a fact, especially once we find out the number or the number that wasn't put out there by the Phillies, then yeah, they're going to hear it big time. 610-632-0975, Ty and Trenton. What's going on, Ty? You on the Fanatic.
What's going on, D? How you been, man?
Good, man.
Alright, so don't beat me up, man.
I'm not.
I know conspiracies is running right all across the Delaware Valley, but I got my best friend, and I can't tell you who he is, but his mom just so happens to be the general manager for GameStop. Now, they had regional meetings last night where they were prohibitively told that they know when he's going to actually put out who he's signing to on the 25th or the 26th, the day before the game is supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've called and said this before, and the date is just getting pushed further and further back. Like, he was then supposed to sign, and now it's looking like what they're saying is coming to fruition. Now, I don't know how much credence that holds, but if he was coming to the Phillies, like, I feel like he would have signed a little while ago, especially if we put that number up for that 325, 350 range.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it, to me, like, am I wrong for thinking or being skeptical that he could be signing to an L.A. team and they're waiting for this big reveal in the bright lights of L.A.?
I mean, I can't say you're wrong, but I would say, obviously, it's more about the baseball, the field, I mean, playing on the field and the real stuff with the money, but they are collecting a little bit of extra money from that stuff, and I at this point, man, can't rule anything out. It's just being a part of it. It's certainly not driving it, but it could be a small part of something. Who knows at this point, man? Look how long we're waiting for this. So now it allows us, Ty, to even think that way.
Yeah, and it's like putting little nuggets in my head, and I'm like, well, he told me one thing, and from what his mom told him, that they have like exclusive rights to be the first to put out where it's going to be. Like, it's going to be like a big thing. And they teased us with the whole Twitter thing a couple months back. And now it's like playing into their favor all over again. And just in my head, just because I know what he's telling me.
Well, either way, so, it'll work for them no matter what, because while they had the major push in the first place, Ty, thanks for the call. They had the first push and they got stuff out there and everyone was talking about it. Once he signs, now it's again about, well, they got another push, and now he actually has a team to go along with all that stuff that they were talking about to get gain more interest for Bryce Harper. Who knows? Who knows? Can we rule anything out at this point? I have no idea. I wouldn't think that would be any driving force in it. Of course it's not a driving force, but as Ty pointed out, could be something to it. And again, as long as it goes on this way, it allows us to take our minds there and say, well, is this involved? All these conspiracy theories, is this involved or is that involved? I don't know. 610-632-0975. Joey, Tony, Jake, we have three open phone lines, quite honestly, for the first time in a long time, if you want to jump in. 610-632-0975. And my man Joe Torti will be up at 9 o'clock right here in the Fanatic.
Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Jason Mertitas for Window Nation. Before you wish for this winter and crazy cold weather to end, there's one thing you have to do. Get your old and drafty windows replaced. Why now? In the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the absolute best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means insane savings. For the next 2 weeks, buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You are wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four windows, get four free. No limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Call 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more, like military and federal discounts, with your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
A45975, The Fanatic final segment for us here. Joe Torti coming up next. Tyler Zulli producing the show. 610-632-0975 as we good show tonight. Big fun one, different angles a little bit with the Bryce Harper situation. I mean, much has changed, but the storylines, while you can have different outlooks on things, it's pretty much the same. He's gonna sign here, he's gonna sign there, being used, they're being used. There's a lot of money being thrown out there, and what are you going to do? Excuse me. So that's where we are, and it's just a continuing thing here, and Tyler's getting fired up because people want weird things to happen with Bryce Harper, and the Philly farm system is not good enough, and let's just walk away from it, and we're sick of it. We're all sick of it, but if he does, like Ty was pointing out, if he signs here, we're all good. We're all good. Is it worth it? In the end, it's worth it. But man, did it take a long time to get there if he eventually chooses the Philadelphia Phillies. 610-632-0975. Joey in Philly is next on the Fanatic. Thanks for hanging on, Joe. What's up?
No problem, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I want to make a Bryce Harper comment, and I want to give you a poll to take tonight,
okay,
and you can pass it off to Joe Torti. It's a fun poll,
all right,
and pretty interesting. So, my Bryce Harper comment is, I'm from South Philly. I personally do not blame him if he wants to play in Los Angeles for $326 million opposed to playing in Philadelphia. I don't blame him, and I feel like anybody in Philly or Philadelphia fans need to stop hating on him if that's his decision, because they know that if they had the opportunity, they'd be in California playing for $326 million. So you just have to understand that.
But people are looking at this and saying, you're using us. So once you allow us to emotionally, Joe, when you allow us to emotionally get attached to you, because everything that we hear going into it is you're going to come here, and then we find out you used us. Oh no! As much as you are right that you have a choice to make, you are going to get destroyed.
I don't feel like he's using this. I feel like there are negotiations on the table.
So you think it's real?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I don't feel like we're being used. I feel like, you know, there are negotiations, and he's going to hear everyone out and make the decision he wants. And of course I want him here. Who wouldn't?
Everyone.
Exactly. That's my point. So for the people who say they don't want him, stop it. Please just stop.
All right, what you got on your poll?
Okay, so this is interesting. If you really want to find out, like, how the Philadelphia fans are in our hearts and in our minds, take this poll. Just to your callers, say, if you had the choice tomorrow to have Nick Foles sign here for 3 years as our backup, or Bryce Harper sign for 10 years, who would you want? And I guarantee you, you would be pretty shocked at the responses.
Thanks for the call. I'll take Bryce Harper for 10 years. Die? That's just going with the player that's going to now put this, because Nick Foles is going to be the backup. It's just what he is.
A lot of people love Nick Foles, though. I think it's not as, you kind of put it, you had a crazy expression on your face. I don't think it's as crazy as people
I understand
as
why
you
the,
think.
Why the question is thrown out there and what you're saying, but I'm trying to look at it logically and say,
well, logically it's Harper, and
yeah,
it's ridiculous to think otherwise, but I think he may have a point on people's emotions more so than what they're logically thinking.
Yeah, well, I'm still going Harper. 610-632-0975. Good question. 3 years of Foles as a backup, 10 years for Bryce Harper. I'll go with the 10 years of Bryce Harper, especially if we're looking at it saying there's going to be success for both teams while Nick Foles will be holding a clipboard. Tony in the Northeast. What's going on, Tony? You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Devon, first time, long time.
How you been, man?
I'm good. Just wanted to talk about Harper. one thing I'm always cautioning everybody to say is, when are these 10-year deals ever worked out? And now he wants a 3-year option. So why go through all the stuff for just for basically a 3-year rental when he's not that good? He's not as good as Stanton. He wasn't good as Pujols in his prime. He's not as good as Miguel Cabrera, David Ortiz. He's not as good as those guys. He's a average at best fielder, and he's a fairly decent hitter. But I don't even think he's ever had 100 RBIs in a season, maybe once.
Yeah, yeah, once.
Yeah, one. How many did Ryan Howard have? And everybody complained about how much they paid him. He's not half the hitter Ryan Howard is. So why are you paying this guy this much money? And at the end of the day, I just think he's using us for LA. I don't think he ever wanted to come here. I think he has no interest in Philly. I think it takes a certain kind of person like Doc Halladay or Brian Dawkins to want to play here, and he's not that kind of guy. I think he just wants to go to shallow, glamorous L.A. like a lot of the guys do, or Miami or some fancy spot that where all the beautiful people go, and we're considered just the ugly duckling from New York, basically. And I'm just sick and tired of hearing him. Like, he's using us. He doesn't want to be here. Why waste time on a guy who's not even that good anyway? I think Machado's better than him, and Machado's didn't really have much interest in being here. Look at his stats. He's not that good.
Well, listen, man, I mean, he was an MVP, and he's put up some really good numbers, Tone. Thanks for the call. He is really good. Really good. Yes, you may have a preference between the two players, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't fit here in town and what they've been able to put together as far as their lineup is concerned. Where they are right now, if you put them in this lineup with everyone that they've acquired, and Rhys Hoskins is there as well, they'll be pretty damn good going forward with this baseball team. Lamar in Philly is checking in next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mar?
Hey, Vaughn, how you guys making out?
Good, man. How about you?
Not too bad.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to just touch on a few subjects before you get out of here.
Sure.
One of them being, I feel like we put way too much stock into individual players in team sports.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so I feel like we put way too much stock into team one player and team sports, and I feel like at the end of the day, even if Harper was to give you amazing numbers over the next 8 years, if you have no pitching, you still don't win. So I really don't understand. I really don't understand all the crying and complaining about the guy. I would rather just keep building, and if he don't come, fine. If he does come, that's great. But if he don't, you still have to win as a team. My second point.
Yeah, but he makes the team better, even though he's an individual. He's that good to elevate the team success.
Well, let me ask you a question, Devon. How has he elevated the Washington? How has he elevated Washington? The years he's been there, what has he done to elevate that team?
They were nothing before, and he turned them into something. He had some help, but no.
As a playoff something or just
no,
a better team?
Just overall. I mean, the fact that they are the Washington Nationals, of course, they're Washington Nationals by name, but they are Washington Nationals, Bryce Harper, Washington Nationals, and we know about Steven Strasburg, but as much as he's been off the field, the face was Bryce Harper, and he's done some good things for that franchise.
And my last point before you let me go with Nick Foles, at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of football, yes, is based off of what you can do as far as your own athletic ability. But some things you just can't teach. And as much as we're willing to just let this guy walk out the door for nothing, I feel like it's the classic Philadelphia move. At the end of the day, I'm not saying he's Joe Montana or the next Troy Aikman, but what I am saying is he's shown something. He's shown to have the it factor. And if he'd done nothing else his whole tenure here, he beat Belichick when Belichick had 2 weeks to prepare for him.
Yeah, but the only reason that they're probably walking away for nothing, Mar, thanks for the call, man, is you don't think they've tried to get something? And the something that they felt the value in which you would get for Nick Foles just simply wasn't there? They didn't want to just walk away and say goodbye to Nick Foles. They tried. They failed. Not failed, but the market, whatever the market was, that they deemed the market wasn't there. And they had to move on. And here you are, you know, goodwill, all that stuff, and now he's going to be able to go out there in the free agent market and make his own decision. Tyler Zuli, great job as always, man. Thank you so much. Always fun working with you. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock ahead of Sixers. Oh, 7 tomorrow? That's right, 7 o'clock. Anthony will be on at 6 tomorrow. So I'll be back ahead of Sixers Thunder tomorrow. leading into that game with no Joel Embiid, and I forgot about the 7 o'clock start. All right, that changes things a little bit. But coming up next, my man Joe Torti, he will have you set until midnight tonight, getting into a little bit of Bryce Harper, some Nick Foles conversation as well, so stick around. Joe Torti will be coming up next. Todd, thanks so much. Thanks to all the calls. I'll chat with you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.